Our sideline report will be with us momentarily. Philip, you've got a good one on hand. Maryville coming in at 3-2. The Spoofhounds got a good road win last week against Cameron. Meanwhile, Benton still trying to find a little bit of traction here on the season. They have lost four in a row, including a 54-6 drubbing last week against Savannah. This feels like one that the Spoofhounds want to come out, get on top of the Cardinals early, and leave no doubt.
Last year, homecoming, we were playing against Cameron, a team that was on the up and up. They kind of made that ball game a bit of a game. 7-0 at halftime, ended up being a 21-0 Spoofhound win tonight. Benton rolls into town, and, you know, a team that's struggled. They've got a lot of youth. When we talk about some of the players and playmakers, you're going to hear that they're freshmen and sophomore, a couple of juniors. So a young football team. They've got some guys that can make some plays, make the game exciting, and if Maryville isn't playing their A game, better watch out, because they can get that ball down the field. They like to throw it through the air. Quarterback that's thrown the ball almost 100 times already this season, and so that's kind of what they like to do, try to look for that quick strike. So you got to be ready for them. You got to put all the homecoming festivities behind you. Today we had a big parade, a lot of activities throughout the course of the day, getting ready to crown a king and queen for homecoming. And got to kind of put that behind you, focus yourself on the football game at hand. And tonight the opponent is Benton, an opportunity to go 4-2 on the season. And, Matt, we would say this to anybody we talk to. Got to be the best two-loss Class 3 team in the state of Missouri is Maryville.
You say that, and, of course, Maryville started out with a 61-12 loss against Blair Oaks, the number one team in Class 3 football here in the state of Missouri. They came back around with a win 35-0 over number 6 Pleasant Hill, a Class 4 team, 42-0 over Chillicothe the week after, then a 61-0 loss to a top 5 team in Class 4, St. Pius. They come back around last week, that 44-6 win over Cameron. An improved Cameron football team, even though that record really doesn't reflect it right now, they played tough through the first half. The Spoofhounds able to pull away in that third quarter. You're right, the competition level has been very high for the Spoofhounds. When they've had opportunities, they've stepped up, they've answered the bell. 3-2 on the season, 2-1 right now in conference play. And this is one that you feel like the Spoofhounds need to step up and get rolling early. You kind of look at the history between these two teams, and the last decade plus has been dominated here by the Spoofhounds. The last 9 meetings alone, Maryville has put up 51 points per game against these Cardinals. That includes a 42-8 victory last season in St. Joseph over the Cardinals. So Maryville comes in, the heavy favorites. They've been playing good football, but you're right, it's a Cardinal team that has stepped up. They've got some playmakers around. They're awfully young, and they're trying to find a way to gain some confidence. You look at what Benton has played so far this season. Other than that 54-6 loss last week to Savannah, they took down Northeast Kansas City by 50 points in week one. A 7-point loss to Class 5 Central back in week two. A 22-0 loss to Lafayette that they were in, just couldn't punch in any points. A 16-0 loss on a Saturday afternoon against University Academy that they had opportunities. They haven't played terrible football, but you look at it, they're really having a hard time executing offensively. We'll see what Maryville can do with some of their playmakers on that side.
Yeah, so Benton, the issue they have with a sophomore quarterback is he's thrown 9 interceptions. They've had some promising drives, and again, they can get the ball down the field. He's a guy that's willing to stay in the pocket, move when he needs to, but he's been able to find those playmakers down the field. They just haven't been able to cash in once they get in that red zone. And the points, you're right, if you don't score a lot of points and you let their team do, you're going to lose every time. And that's where Benton's been. So, in fact, over the last couple of weeks, you know, they're only managing maybe a score, maybe two, been shut out a couple of times. And this Maryville defense knows that. They've been playing really good football. Last week, we heard the chant with about 2 minutes left in the ball game. I think it was donuts, donuts, donuts. When they shut an opponent out, Coach Webb buys the boys donuts. They didn't quite get it last week. With about a minute left, Cameron goes on and scores. Maryville's got that in the back of their head, and I think they want to make this one of those donut games.
You know, it's kind of funny. We went through the scores already so far through 5 weeks. Two games where they played some really good competition and got beat handily. But then you look at those other three games, and Maryville really has not made it close at all. Again, 14-0 at halftime last week against Cameron, and then really blew the doors off. This is a Maryville team that has not really played four quarters of close football to this point in a season. You have a feeling that may not happen again tonight, but again, you get opportunities, you have to cash in. You don't want to allow Benton to hang around tonight.
And you flip the script a little bit with Maryville. What they've done is they've gone out and sought big time competition. And that week one game against Blair Oaks, then they went and played St. Pius, again, a class five school that we won't see again, and won't see again, hopefully ever. But then you look at not just this week, a bigger school, Benton, but what's coming ahead next week, and don't want to start there, but Luther North does loom next Saturday down in Chillicothe. So you've got competition. It just seems like Maryville's gone from both ends of the spectrum to either they're shutting people out or they're fighting for their lives against some really, really good competition.
We'll talk about it here in just a little bit with Chris Roush from KQ2. He'll be joining us. We'll also probably hit on it the next few weeks as we do get late in the season. But it's kind of start time to look at district standings. Maryville right now at 3-2 has the same record as Richmond, but the Spoofhounds are number one right now in Class 3 District 8 based on points. They played up an awful lot this season when you think about Week 2, Class 4, Pleasant Hill. They had Week 4, it was Class 5, St. Pius. Next week, they'll get Class 4, Lutheran North. Savannah's a Class 4 team. So that's only going to help things in that regard. And, of course, you kind of think about where this team's at. This is the final regular season home game, but it feels like they're paving their way to playing a lot more home football as we go into November.
Yeah, and what's helped them, too, is those first four games, they weren't just necessarily bigger schools. They were bigger schools that were all ranked in the top 10 of their respective class. So, as you said, we went after a Class 3 ranked number one team, Blair Oaks, go after a Class 4 ranked team. We've got a Class 5 ranked team. Maryville has done a good job to position themselves well, not only to get that home field district advantage, get a bye in there as well, but then position themselves for that adversity that comes with playoff football. Got to like how they're looking at this season. Coach Webb's done such a great job of looking at it from week to week, not hanging your hat when you've got a loss against a Blair Oaks or against a St. Pius, but look ahead to what's coming and keep chugging forward.
And support for tonight's game comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. It is the Spoofhounds and the Benton Cardinals meeting up. It is homecoming night here at the Hound Pound. We've got a lot more coming up for you on pregame. But before we dive into our next break and bring on Chris Roush from KQ2, Philip, would you like to break some news for us? We had the coronation of our homecoming king and queen. Late on us.
All right. So I know you got some listeners in Springfield and Utah and all over the place. Some family that might not know yet, but Caroline Porin was named homecoming queen. She's our sideline reporter. She'll have a halftime interview with Carson Sterling here tonight. And her sister Catherine was also on that homecoming court. And she was, I don't know what they call it, runner-up or something. I don't know, they gave her something, too. So they both have a sash to bring home tonight. Proud of those gals. And Darren Dwight was your homecoming king. And with Catherine was Brody Ware. There you go. So those seniors were recognized and proud of them, and going to be a fun night of football.
Listen, not to pat KXCV on the back, but we have to have the only sideline reporter crowned homecoming queen on the night that she's actually working. So heck of a night.
Great night. Great night.
Maryville and Benton on the way. We'll step aside and be back with KQ2 News Director Chris Roush right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Pageant, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years, Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911, or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for KXCVKRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MarryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is at UnitedFiber.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Homecoming in Maryville, week six of the high school football season. The Spoofhounds taking on the Benton Cardinals this evening. We've got KQ2 News Director Chris Roush with us. Chris, of course, the Cardinals coming up here to us in Maryville from your neck of the woods down in St. Joseph. Give us an idea of this matchup. We see the Cardinals at 1-4 on the season. They've kind of had an interesting schedule to this point, a win over Northeast by a lot, a close loss to St. Joseph Central, who's a Class 5 squad, a relatively close loss to Lafayette and University Academy, then blown out by Savannah. What do you make of the Cardinals and Coach Bertini here in his second year?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of growing pains this year, and I think that's because they're having to play a lot of young guys at the same time, too. I think they're trying to find their place, Matt, and I think that's what Coach Bertini's wanting them to do as well, is that, you know, they're still a young program being rebuilt. I mean, they've had a lot of coaches over the last 10 years, and they've had a lot of change, and there hasn't been consistency from that aspect of it. But I think Coach Bertini's wanting to change that, wanting to get some consistency down the south side with this group. And like you said, you know, they come out to get the win early. They play really good with a central team that's 3-2 this year that has looked really good at times. And then the other times, Benton just hasn't looked very good. And it's just been a lot of inconsistency. You know, a couple weeks ago, they go on the road for a Saturday afternoon game, and they get down into University Academy's, like, inside their five. I think they fumbled once or twice. I mean, they lost 16-0 in that game. So there was frustrating parts along the way in some of these games. And I think when they lost to Lafayette back in week three, 22-0, I think that one was frustrating too, because that's your crosstown rival. And Lafayette also kind of in the same boat of, you know, they have a second-year head coach and Coach Doherty up there, and they're also trying to rebuild that program up. But Lafayette came out and kind of made a statement against Benton, and then they just haven't been able to really put points on the board the last 3 weeks, really, since week one. Central, good 21-14 game, but since then, I mean, 6 points in 3 weeks. Going up to play a tough Maryville team tonight, that's going to be hard to come by in points again. But it's been tough sledding so far for this Cardinals team. They've shown signs of being pretty good or improving, but then again, there's just been some times where the things just haven't went their way either.
Benton and Maryville taking on the Spoofhounds this evening. Elsewhere in the MEC tonight, Savannah is hosting Cameron. The Spoofhounds just beat Cameron a week ago, 44-6. Also, Chillicothe on the road taking on Lafayette in St. Joseph. St. Pius playing a non-conference game here this evening. Now, five of the teams in this MEC are within Class 3 District 8, so they really don't splinter out too far once we get through the regular season. Right now, we look at the district standings. Maryville is leading Richmond as the one seed with 40.1 points to this point of the season. Of course, that's kind of based on who you're playing, your wins, your losses, and all that figured in there, too. Maryville, you'd think, with the win tonight, would take a pretty good jump above Richmond. Maryville taking on a fellow Class 3 team in Benton, while Richmond lost last week to Class 2 Lafayette County. Richmond also taking on Class 2 Carrollton here this evening. So the Spoofhounds feel like they could kind of be in command of this district as we do head late into the season. It's kind of hard to believe, Chris, but it's kind of time to start looking at the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's always weird how fast it comes about, Matt, when you look at it, that we're already here in week number six of the high school football season. But here we are, and you know, you look at this district. We knew this as soon as they announced them there in week number one, that it was basically the MEC, really next year's MEC minus Savannah at this point, you know, going to six teams next year at this point. But you look at it, and Chillicothe 2-3, Lafayette 2-3. Now, those two teams obviously squaring off tonight, so that will shake some stuff up a little bit. Lafayette's already lost to Richmond this year. And so that's kind of also another part of this as well, is, you know, how do these teams shape up against each other? Well, sometimes we don't know until districts, but with the MEC, we're going to have a pretty good picture going into the district play as well. Benton beat Northeast KC to start the season. Benton Cameron don't play for another couple of weeks. So you look at this, like just how things are right now, it's kind of a jumbled mess once you get past Maryville and Richmond, because Chillicothe to Cameron separated by 8 points. Chillicothe, Lafayette, Benton, Cameron, all right there trying to jockey for that 3-6 spot there, because Northeast KC, to where it stands right now, is probably going to be at the bottom of this bracket unless something drastic happens here in the next couple weeks. But it's Maryville, I think, to lose at this point. And I say that, but also you look at Maryville's remaining schedule, too. We talk about it every year, their non-conference schedule. They have Lutheran North next week. That's no slouch. I mean, that's a really good football team. And then they have Savannah, who is class four, and then finish off with the district opponent there in week number nine at Lafayette. So Maryville's in the driver's seat of all this. And like you said, Richmond lost to a class two team last week. That kind of, you know, changes things a little bit, too, as you look at how these teams are set up right now with points there in the class three district eight.
Taking a look at the eight-man side of things, of course, our buddy Caleb Wardlow down at DeKalb got a nice win last week. They have a chance to take on a 1-4 Mount City squad this evening. What other games are you watching here tonight?
Yeah, you know, good for Caleb and the DeKalb Tigers to get there in the win column. They've had Stuart Osborne's number the last couple of years, and you know, Mount City, not the team, not the program they have been in the past. They're trying to rebuild that program over there as well, but couple of really good 275 games tonight. Nottoway Valley, the co-op of West Nottoway Holt, undefeated. Going up to Rockport, who's also, I believe, undefeated on the season, for a nice 275 driver's seat matchup there. Two 5-0 football teams up there in Rockport tonight. And then you have Platte Valley at South Holt. Those are two teams in the 275 with one loss each. They're trying to also jockey for position. They're in different districts come playoff time. But for Nottoway Valley and Rockport, they're in the same district here in a couple of weeks, too. So a lot on the line in that one, not just conference, but also district standings as well when you look at the eight-man football side of things as well, because just pulling that one up real quick. Nottoway Valley, they're up by 4.5 points basically in Rockport right now. That will change depending on what happens here tonight as well. But again, that's a really tough district when you have Nottoway Valley, Rockport, and South Fold as your top three with a combined record right now of 14-1 on the season.
Looking forward to it. The season going by fast, but have to enjoy what we have right here in front of us here this evening. Chris, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for your time, Matt.
KQ2 News Director Chris Roush. We will take a break and be back with Maryville Head Football Coach Matt Webb.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599. Or Facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Biertaller, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to the student body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. And from State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information, an office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660- 562-3882. Support also comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. This broadcast is also underwritten by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Maryville High School football back home this evening, taking on the Benton Cardinals. It's homecoming. We're talking with head coach Matt Webb. Coach, we've talked throughout the week a couple times that there are some distractions that can come with homecoming throughout the week, even sometimes during pregame for players and coaches. But what's the focus like in these guys going through their warm-ups right now?
It's about getting your mind right, ready to play. You know, it's about getting in a routine, throwing the ball, catching the ball, kind of popping the pads a little bit and, listening to pregame music and kind of get yourself ready to go.
You know, a year ago at Benton, we saw Jackson Rich playing quarterback predominantly and just trying to get a few different things going. Not a dynamic team offensively this year. Boston Cook, a quarterback, Jackson Rich more at that running back position. What makes Benton tick right now?
Well, coach has done a really good job. I mean, they're very, they got a lot of formations offensively, which is difficult to defend because you got to be, it's caused us to really, work on our checks all week, You're not just going to see, primarily like two formations like Cameron did. You'll see a bunch of different looks. And so I think multiplicity is what makes them tick. And they're athletic. Receivers can go. Like you said, the tailback's a good player. Quarterback's kind of a dual threat guy, so he can hurt you running and throwing. And we need to do a good job defensively, just getting off the field. And then when they're on defense, I think what makes them tick is kind of their front seven. They're big and strong up front. Linebackers play hard. Coach has them playing hard, which is a credit to them and their staff. So we'll need to execute offensively and certainly do the best we can.
Whenever you go from a Cameron offense that's triple option and assignment football, now it's a little bit more of traditional of what we typically see. Is this one that your linemen and linebackers enjoy a little bit more?
Yeah, I think so. I think that always, everybody, especially D linemen, when you can get them to long yardage situations, they love rushing the quarterback and being able to formationally kind of dictate what we can do if we can get into long yardage so I think they look forward to that, and then we'll be able to hopefully have some wrinkles and call some twists and turn a guy free and be able to get it some sacks and create some pressures, and they look forward to that. And so I think the key tonight's going to be on first and second down, getting them into long yardage situations, and then we can convert.
You talked about Benton's front seven defensively. Is this one where chance for Matthew Walter to kind of get into a rhythm and loosen up that front seven?
We'll see. I think it's a good opportunity for our offense and defensive, our offensive line, our backs to continue to work the things we've worked all year, which is sustaining blocks. Sometimes we're getting to the right person, but we're at a point in the season where we're going to the right person. Now let's make sure that we're sustaining those blocks downfield, and hopefully we can get some longer runs out of it. Create some more explosive plays with some longer runs, which means we're blocking downfield. And then at the same time, Matthew, when he's got an opportunity to complete the ball, we need to throw and catch, and we need to continue to get better in that. There's times where I think we've left some balls out there that we need to convert on.
Benton's played some close games, but I feel like as the season's gone on, some of those point spreads have gotten a little bit larger. How big is a game like this to come out, start fast, and maybe get in their heads a little bit?
Yeah, it's homecoming. It'll be a great environment. We've been away for a couple weeks, and this is a great place. And a lot of excitement tonight, and we need to jump out early. And, I was pleased with the way we came out last week after halftime. We had a really good third quarter in all three phases, but we need to make sure that we're doing that in the first quarter and come out with a lot of energy and kind of get on them early, like I said.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thanks, Matt.
Maryville head coach Matt Webb will take a break. Back with your starters on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for today's game is brought to you by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. Warn their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. And from HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com, licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. Support also comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach their financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones in Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Spoof Hound Football.
Welcome back into the Hound Pound. Maryville meeting up with Benton tonight. Homecoming here at the Hound Pound alongside Philip Porn. I'm Matt Tritton. Caroline Porn will be joining us momentarily. Philip, before we have the coin toss, let's go ahead and run through tonight's starters for the Spoof Hounds.
All right, starters tonight on the offensive line. We're going to see Cade Watkins back out there at the offensive line. He's been replacing Lucas Viertaler. My brain is not firing all series cylinders tonight.
It's been a long week.
Okay. So, Lucas Viertaler, we haven't seen him for a couple of weeks. Cade Watkins, sophomore, out there at the offensive line. Cannon Scarborough, Brandon Wilmus, junior Phoenix Phillips, sophomore Mace McKim anchoring that left side of the line. Your tight end tonight is Major Scarborough, quarterback Matthew Walter, running backs Cannon Creason, Brody Shepard, Gavin McAtee, and at wide receiver, Cole Zarbano. On the defensive side of the ball, Xander Brown gets a start tonight. Again, in replacement there, Phoenix Phillips, Mace McKim, Major Scarborough, all along that defensive line. Your linebackers tonight, Sadler View, Weston Talley, and you'll have to forgive us, but Gus McCullough, he's wearing number one tonight. Matt might get into that here in a little bit, so we're going to have to take some time to remember that Gus is wearing number one. Defensive backs, Jonah Long, Cole Zarbano, Brody Shepard, Brett Long, and your captains tonight, Gus McCullough, Major Scarborough, and Matthew Walter. There's your starters for tonight's game versus the Benton Cardinal.
Maryville and Benton coming up. We'll take a break. Back with your opening kick on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade, Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bioproven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Today's broadcast is also underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan.
Back out at the Hound Pound, getting set for the opening kickoff. Maryville meeting up with Benton this evening. The Cardinals won the coin toss. They deferred, so the Spoof Hounds will start with the football. Back deep, it is Brody Shepard, Cole Zarbano, and Cannon Creason for the Spoof Hounds. And set to kick this one away, it is Cy Pauley of Benton. Alongside Philip Horn, I'm Matt Tritton. Thanks for joining us here for Maryville High School football Week six, the Spoofhounds coming in at 3-2 on the season, while the Cardinals are 1-4.
The flagpole is not even moving. That breeze that we had this afternoon for the homecoming parade has all but gone away tonight. 72 degrees and just an absolutely superb night for a high school football game.
Perfect night for high school football here on October 4th, 2024. Pauly has it teed up, and we are set for this homecoming matchup between the Spoofhounds and Cardinals to get underway. Pauly steps up, a right-footed kicker, high end over and kick, comes down about the 17-yard line. It'll be taken by Cannon Creason, angles middle of the field, gets a block from Zarbano, out to the 40, stays on his feet, trying to push through a couple more Cardinals, and he gets out to the 46-yard line. Big-time return to start things off for the Hounds.
And one of the fun plays there, Luke Allen just destroying Cardinals along the way. Kind of, I think he knocked a couple of guys over, but that's an early sign that the Spoofhounds are making an impact blocking there for Creason, and a great return set Maryville up in perfect field position to start this drive.
Hounds amped up to start this homecoming matchup from their own 46-yard line out of the shotgun. Walter rolling to his right, looking downfield. Looking, has Jonah Long going deep, looking for Long down the right sideline. The ball goes up, and Long can't bring that one in. Coverage there deep down the field by Porter McCarthy of Benton in a 2nd and 10 on the way.
And not surprised that there wasn't a flag thrown there. That one, just a couple guys getting tangled up. And the ball, I think Matthew, he just heaved it about as hard as he could on that first throw of the game, warming that shoulder up a little bit. And how about Coach Webb in your pregame interview? Coach, you going to try to loosen Matthew Walter up and get the ball downfield? He was a little coy with that. Kind of led us to believe it was going to be a rushing attack type of night.
Four receivers on the field once again out of the shotgun. Back to pass again on 2nd and 10. Quick out. Goes on the sideline. That one is caught. And that is Cole Zarbano making the catch. The Spoofhounds pick up. Looks like about 7 on 2nd and 10. So a 3rd and 3 on the way. And the Spoofhounds, 2 pass plays on the first 2 plays of the game.
If you're just tuning in for the first time this season, you're, okay, Cole Zarbano. Okay, I think I've heard that name before, but Cole Zarbano has been the go-to guy for Matthew Walter all season long, completing a couple of passes and oftentimes those are touchdowns.
Walter rolling right now, steps back in the pocket, now goes right again, tucks it, wants to run on 3rd and 3, has the first down of some across the 40, stays on his feet near the 35-yard line before he is shoved out of bounds. We'll see officially where they spot this one, but it looks like that will be a gain of 9 and a first down for the Hounds.
Love to see Matthew Walter use those feet to pick up a first down when he needs to. That time a 3rd down, probably in one of those 4-down territories if he didn't make it, but don't have to even think about that because Matthew Walter with those feet able to sneak along the right side of the offensive line and pick up that big first down.
Ball spotted at the 37 of Benton. 4 receivers again out of the shotgun. McAtee to the right of Walter. They give to McAtee. Goes left. Now cuts back middle of the field. He is hit, driven down, but not before he gets out to the 30 and picks up a chunk of 7 on first down.
7 yards that time for number 37. Gavin McAtee's been that workhorse. And what you love about this Spoofhound offense is there's nobody out there that's just one shining star. It's a bunch of guys doing the hard work, picking up those first downs, those little gains that are necessary to move the sticks. That time, great to see Gavin bust out for 7.
1 minute into this game, the Spoofhounds on the move, back to pass on 2nd and 3. Walter looking deep down the left side, wants Zarbano, back corner of the end zone. That one thrown out of bounds. Zarbano couldn't quite track that down. A 3rd down and 3 on the way.
Offensive coordinator Matt Houchins, he's one of the best in the business, and so he has clearly watched game tape of Benton and noticed that you could take advantage of a secondary that might be sleeping at times because they have launched both to the right and to the left. A couple of just absolute bombs trying to connect that time with Cole Zarbano.
Zarbano and Voss, the receivers to the left, 2 to the right, as Walter back to pass on 3rd and 3. The quick pass over the middle, tipped high in the air, and it is picked off. I believe that's Pauly comes away with it for Benton, and he is wrapped up and brought down by Brett Long at the 21-yard line. A promising drive, but a pass thrown into traffic, batted into the air, and the Cardinals come away with a turnover.
Tough one that time for the Spoofhounds, trying to go back over the middle. Back over the middle a little bit late in that play. Ball gets bounced around a little bit, and Benton gets the first break of the ball game. Now they're at their 20-yard line, not a team that's offensively been able to put points on the board, but we'll see right away whether they can get the ball down the field.
You mentioned in pregame, Boston Cook, quarterback for this Benton squad. has played well so far this season, but he's thrown 9 interceptions. He was sacked 5 times last week against Savannah. He's rolling to his left, looking downfield, pressure. Phoenix Phillips right there. He'll throw this one to the near side, and that one falls incomplete. Trying to find his wide receiver, that one intended for Carter Rich.
Yeah, and just a sophomore is Boston Cook, but he's passed the ball 91, now 92 times this season. 51 completions. He's passed for about 500 yards. The stat that really glares out at you is 3 passing touchdowns to 9 interceptions. So that, again, that's that drive killer that Benton's faced all season long, getting the ball down the field but then coming up short.
Second and 10 after the incompletion. They'll go with the jet sweep. This one goes to Rich around the left side, but he has got not a lot. Gets across the line of scrimmage, then wrapped up by some spoof hounds. Maybe a gain of about 2, and we will see a third down on the way for Benton. A
couple other playmakers we'll keep an eye on. Jackson Rich, you mentioned him already. Xander Tiller, and he is also one of those young fellas. He is just a freshman. And so that's that youth piece right there, particularly on this offense for the Benton Cardinals. Those are your 3 guys, Cook, Rich, and Tiller. Watch out for them because they've all led the way for the Cardinals.
3rd and 7, Cook to pass, looking right now, rolling right, throws back across his body, picked off by Cole Zarbano at the 41-yard line. Zarbano tucks it with the right hand, cuts across to the left side of the field, to the 20, 15, 10, has an angle to the end zone. Zarbano into the end zone, pick 6 for the Hounds.
Nice play that time. Cole Zarbano doing a great job from his safety position, just setting back there and watching and seeing where the quarterback's going to go with that football. Right place, right time, and then a spectacular return to the house. Get Maryville right back with momentum, put them on the board, and bring out your outstanding kicker, Noah Bellamy, 17 of 19 thus far on the season on extra point attempts.
Interception number 4 on the season for Cole Zarbano, a 41-yard return. And Maryville, despite throwing an interception on their first drive of the game, get it right back. And a chance to make this a 7-0 ball game as Noah Bellamy steps onto the field. Slight delay to get this ball spotted for the PAT. 9:50 to play in the first quarter, 6-0 Maryville. Bellamy, the senior place kicker, puts this one into the air, splits the uprights, 7-0 Hounds, 9:50 to play in the first. We'll step aside and be back with more Maryville High School football.
To you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Set for the kickoff after Maryville goes on top 7-0. It was the senior Cole Zarbano, the pick 6. Just the way you planned out the first points of the game, Phillip.
Absolutely. Maryville turns the ball over to Benton. Benton turns it right back over. We talked about it a couple of times so far tonight. Benton's got some pieces. They're young pieces. One of those is Boston Cook, the sophomore quarterback. He's now got 10 interceptions on the season.
Kickoff return. Not a lot doing there for the Benton Cardinals. Wrapped up around the 21-yard line. We will see Benton start off their second drive of the game, as Boston Cook threw his 10th interception of the season, and Maryville went on top after an impressive return for the Hounds.
Maryville wearing some new unis tonight. What do you think about those unis, Matt?
The yellow jerseys to go along with the green pants and the green helmets, yellow socks as well. It's pretty sharp, especially on that new field.
Absolutely. Looks fantastic on that new field.
1st and 10 from their own 21-yard line. Cook out of the shotgun, hands off. Jackson Rich looking for anything left side. Not a lot doing. Maryville closes up in a hurry. That'll be a gain of nothing on 1st and 10 for Rich.
Maryville flying to the ball early. So far, that running attack of Benton being held in check. We've seen them probably a little more successful to kind of that sneak pass or get some sort of a motion pass for the quarterback to get out of the pocket, get somebody in motion, and get him freed up a little bit. But this Maryville defense, this defensive line, they're pretty stout. And you got to think someone like Major Scarborough, tonight might be his night.
They will give this one again, going left now, cutting back right. Not a lot doing again for the running back. Pickup of maybe two, a third down and seven on the way as they unpile. Looks like that was Tiller coming up with his first carry of the football game.
One of the unique things about tonight, we talked about it earlier when we were introducing the starting lineups. Tonight, Gus McCullough wearing the number one, got a little insider information. Apparently, the number 54 did come in, but it was a 3XL. Gus is a big guy, but I don't think 3XL is quite his size.
Not that big, no. Third down and 7-4 Benton. Swing pass goes left side, trying to get the screen going to get a block up the left sideline. Nice moves. Arbono finally able to wrestle a receiver out of bounds. That's Reese Searcy of Benton. And a big play on third and seven will move the sticks.
And you have to appreciate the fact that Benton's not going to shy away from that passing attack. Throw an interception, a pick six to Cole Zarbano, but they're still coming out firing. That's what I like about this quarterback. He's got a little bit of that moxie in him where he's going to have a quick forgetfulness of that interception and still throw that ball down the field.
Oh, and this one left side. Till he's wrapped up in the backfield, slips away from Brett Long, comes back right side. Now Jonah Long can't get him. Still going as Tiller stays on his feet, nearly wrapped up by his own man. He'll fight forward and pick up about 12. Flags fly in late. That was some tough running that time for Xander Tiller.
Yeah, Xander Tiller, the freshman. He's going to have a bright future here at Benton. Couple of flags coming late. We'll see what the call is there.
Number one, Gus McCullough. This is going to go against the Cardinals. 8:07 to play. Looked like Brett Long had him dead to rights about 5 yards in the backfield. A nice play by Tiller to stay on his feet. Fought forward, picked up 11 or 12.
So they call assisting the runner as a penalty there. Can't do the old bush push here at the pound.
I think offensive lineman Peyton Hubbard grabbed a hold of him and kind of helped flip him
forward
down the field.
Get a couple extra yards. So it was a great run. He ran almost as far forward as he did side to side. And again, young man, he's been one of their featured backs. Got a bright future. Referees have to figure a few things out. We talked about the uniforms. Uniforms look spectacular. How about the down marker? You like that? The new digital? That's an upgrade.
It's a good look. It's good to be. Upgrades here around the Maryville School District as we've gone throughout the year.
It's good to be home, buddy. Good to be home.
So after the penalty and from where it was down the field, they back up in 5 yards. So they'll see a first down and five coming up with the ball spotted about the Cardinal 48-yard line. Cook out of the shotgun. He'll bring Tiller back into the backfield with him. He'll take the handoff, going left, trying to get outside. Hit and drop after a gain of about one. Sadler View getting in on that tackle. And a third down, a second down. That previous play kept it as a first and five after that penalty.
So last week you go to Cameron, play an option-based team. You know they're going to do all of the running. I think maybe one pass fell incomplete, not an entire game. This is a little bit more balanced attack. Try to lull you to sleep with that run game and then pop one over the middle. Again, a quarterback that's already thrown 10 interceptions could be one of those nights where your secondary really shows up big.
Hounds bring the blitz up the middle. The pitch to Tiller trying to get outside. Makes one cut. Makes a man miss. And then hit by Zarbano and driven out of bounds. A pickup about six down the field. And that will be a first down for the Cardinals.
So move the sticks. Benton retains possession, get to keep the ball, and keep the clock running, which if you're playing Maryville, that ball control always comes into the equation. And again, we saw that last week with Cameron. They were able to move the ball down the field, control the clock. They just couldn't punch it in, and that's kind of been the MO for the Benton Cardinal.
Out of the shotgun on a first and 10, Tiller once again taking this handoff between the tackles, trying to bounce it outside now. He's wrapped up around the shoelaces and brought down. Looks like Brody Shepard getting in on that tackle after a gain of three.
That means that offensive line for Benton's doing a nice job at the point of attack versus Maryville's defensive line. Your secondary group, your linebackers, that second line of defense, they're staying busy too. So if you got a guy like Brody Shepard coming and making the play, that usually means positive things for the offensive football team.
They'll pitch this one underneath to Pauly. Pauly trying to get outside to the right, breaks through one tackle, and slips and goes down just as Zarbano was coming over. A pickup of 2.5 and a third down coming up now for the Cardinals.
Yes, yeah, so Cole Zarbano is giving a little pep talk that time to Voss, reminding him that he's got outside contained. He says if they get around that outside piece and Cole Zarbano's speed doesn't catch up, that's a home run for Benton.
Third and 5 on the way for the Cardinals. They've moved the ball down to the Maryville 39-yard line. Back to the pass is Cook, looking left. Pressure in his face, throws this one incomplete, trying to get that one out to Searcy. Driven to the turf by Weston Talley was Cook, and a 4th and 5 on the way for the Cardinals.
Weston Talley came untouched that time. Looked like he was thinking sack all the way, and all he did is showed the crowd what a great form tackler he is.
Again, Savannah had 5 sacks last week, and we have seen Maryville blitzing already early in this game, trying to get after Cook. 4th down and 5, 5:49 to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 Hounds. Back to pass. Cook looking left, throws this one into the flats. It goes off the fingertips of his receiver. Brett Long comes up to break that pass up, looking for Carter Rich. It goes incomplete, and Maryville takes over on downs.
Good defensive effort that time for Long. Looked like they might have had something there, but Long able at the last second to knock that ball free. Might have stopped him short of that first down marker anyway.
Second Maryville offensive possession coming up. They got points by way of a pick 6 from Cole Zarbano, but the first Maryville possession ended in an interception of their own. This will be a quarterback keeper, Matthew Walter, out across the 40 before he's brought down. A pickup of about 1.5 yards that time for the Hounds.
Support for KXCV, KRNW.
Matthew Walter on the quarterback keeper, short gain on the play of 2 yards, brings up a 2nd down and 8. He's brought down by number 5, Austin Zambrano Soxton.
Back out of the shotgun once again is Walter. Nothing under center just yet for this Spoofhound offense, as now McAtee goes behind Walter out of the pistol. They'll fake the give to McAtee. They throw it out right to Cannon. Creason has a block downfield across the 50, up the right sideline. A flag falls, makes one man miss across the 30, brought down near the 29-yard line. A big pickup that time for the Hounds, nearly 30 yards, but we'll see what this penalty is.
Yeah, a couple penalties that time on the field. Might be in the area of a lineman downfield, but Creason able to pick that ball out of the sky and make some noise after the reception, but looks like a holding's going to bring this one back.
At the end of the first quarter, could we have Crosby Webster
holding on the Spoofhounds, so we will see how far down the field this one is and where they want to spot the football. But it is a holding on the Spoofhounds, and it looks like they're going to spot this football at about the 43-yard line. So the Spoofhounds actually picked up about 2, and now will face a 2nd down and 6. After that little pass out to Creason. Here they give. It goes to McAtee. McAtee, huge hole up the middle across the 40. Still on his feet. Finally brought down near the 37-yard line. The tackle that time, Caden Stout for Benton. Huge gain for the Spoofhounds.
Good hole, offensive line. Great run, Gavin McAtee. Picking up some big chunk plays. And as we said earlier, move those sticks, and that is exactly what he does.
Maryville picks up 20 on the run into Benton territory with the ball down at the 36. Walter trying to keep this one and follow Creason, wrapped up from behind, and he'll be brought down. A gain of just 1 that time. Tackle coming in from defensive lineman Mitchville Rudolph.
Matthew Walter, a 10-yard scamper on his first carry. That one, a tough 1 yard. Moves the ball forward a little bit again. Maryville on now 2nd and long. They call him 2nd and 10, no gain. Looks like he might have picked up at least a little bit on that carry.
We'll spot it back near the original line of scrimmage. 4:13 to play here in the first quarter. Hounds up by 7. Rolling left, Walter dumps this one off into the flats. Creason turns, and he gets hit immediately. Brought down near the 36-yard line. And that'll be a gain of just about 1 with a 3rd and 9 coming up.
So we've seen Creason get involved more out of the backfield, catching a couple of passes. One big pass completion that a holding was called, brought that one back. That time a nice completion, a little jump pass. Only picks up 1 yard, so 3rd and long for the Hounds.
from the Cardinal 36-yard line. Sadler View to the left of Walter in the backfield. Out of the shotgun. Back to pass is Matthew Walter. Looking right. Throws this one. The out route nearly taken away. The pass intended for Cannon Creason. Jumping the route that time for Benton was Porter McCarthy. And that one would have gone back for six the other way.
That could have been a tie ball game on that pass had it been intercepted, because he had nothing but green in front of him and no one to stop him. A little bit lucky that time for the Hounds. And Coach Houchin says, you know what? We're in four down territory, fourth and nine. See what we can do.
Putting Zach Vosch in motion left to right. Now a flag falls. This one blown dead before it can get going. This will be a false start coming up on the Spoof Hounds. They'll back up five.
See if that changes the decision of the coaches and maybe run out that punt team. Talking about that now. So far it looks like the offense is sticking on the field.
Cole Zarbano got the play from offensive coordinator Matt Houchins and ran back out. And we'll see what Maryville plans. Fourth and 14, 3.5 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Feels like one of those two, three-step drop, heave it up in the air, and let Cole Zarbano just go up and grab it.
Voss in motion left to right once again. Back to pass. It is Walter back near the 50-yard line. Thought about heaving it. Now tucks it. He's going to take off himself across the 40 to the 35 to the 30 before he's brought down. He'll be about 3 yards short of the first down marker. A pickup of 11 and a turnover on downs.
Boy, that 5-yard penalty. The difference in that run from a first down Spoof Hounds to a first down Cardinals. I like the decision. He saw he had an opportunity. Cole Zarbano ran that route toward the middle of the field, and they defended it well, did Benton, so he didn't pull the trigger on it, but only picked up 11 yards, which was not enough for that first down. Benton gets the ball, turnover on downs, so they've kind of flip-flopped the last two possessions, turnovers on downs for both teams.
So the Cardinals will start at their own 30-yard line, still searching for some points. 3:22 to play in the first quarter, 7-0 Maryville. Neither offense has put up points just yet in this football game as Tiller takes the handoff, slips through one tackle in the backfield, then brought down. He was hit low by Cannon Creason. He'll pick up maybe one.
Good pressure that time by big Mace McKim coming across on that defensive line. Got a hand on him, slowed him down just enough so that the Hounds could get there and gang tackle.
Six carries already in this football game for Tiller. He came into the night, 34 carries, 214 rushing yards, and three touchdowns. He's been the bell cow this evening for the Cardinals. Second and nine. Back to pass. Cook looking left. Throws this one underneath. Off the fingertips of Tiller. Gus McCullough closed in on that one quickly. Had he made that catch, it would have been a very short gain. But it falls incomplete and a third and nine coming up.
Would have been a short gain and probably a headache later tonight, because Gus McCullough was coming down on him pretty quick. Took his eyes off the ball. Might have heard Gus's footsteps. Probably a wise decision just to count yourself lucky on that one.
The freight train normally wearing 54, wearing the number one tonight in the new yellow uniforms. Quick pass goes out left side, goes to Searcy. The wide receiver screen gets a block, but brought down by Brody Shepard short of the sticks. The third and nine looked like he might have picked up eight. We'll see where it is officially spotted, but this will be fourth and short, just shy of their own 40-yard line.
It's a gutsy call to go for it, but that is exactly what Benton's doing. Rolling the dice, what do you have to lose?
Right back on the ball. Cook out of the shotgun. Looks at his wristband on his left arm. Now we'll give Tiller trying to get outside right. He's hit in the backfield. He's going to be driven backward. A turnover on downs. Maryville rallies to the football, and they come up with the stop.
So far, Cole Zarbano's got to be the player of the game. He came from a safety position to stop that run behind the line of scrimmage. Read that play very well. Saw something within that formation that told him that's a run all the way, and boom, off he goes. Great job. Cole Zarbano reading that play.
Playing with his hair on fire is Zarbano with the big hit. Also flying in, Gavin McAtee helping out at the end of that play. So Maryville takes over at the Benton 35-yard line.
It's like Will Shields under center for this series.
He'll put Cannon Creason in motion left to right. Little issue with the quarterback center exchange, then the play blown dead, and a false start on Maryville.
And we've seen how important that center quarterback exchange is. We saw Wilmus get hurt earlier in the season. That was a bit of an issue, that exchange, and now you see another quarterback in there taking that handoff, and not real surprising that on that first snap there's an issue. Backs Maryville up 5 yards. We've seen it in a couple of games where penalties have really been problematic for the Hounds, and for them to play at their best,
just like any team, you've got to do something about that.
Maryville athletic trainer Corby Roush taking a look at Matthew Walter on the sideline as Shield takes the snap, gives to Brody Shepard. Shepard cuts up the middle. I got a huge lane. Finally wrestled to the ground near the 22-yard line. He'll pick up 17 on the play.
Brody Shepard's that guy that we talk week after week about his explosiveness. When he gets the ball, he's decisive about where he wants to go. He's got the speed to get there. Not only a very important part of that defense, but when he gets an opportunity on offense, he sure takes advantage of that.
A little misdirection play. Looked like he was going outside left, but you're right. Decisive, put his foot in the ground, turned up field, and a big gain for the Spoofhounds. A first and 10 coming up from the Benton 23-yard line. Will Shield in at quarterback, under center. Turns, gives, a flag falls, and this
formation.
Will be a false start on Maryville.
Yeah, we had a couple different guys in motion.
And the Hounds want to talk this one over and get it sorted out. 1:58 to play in the first quarter. 7-0 Maryville. We'll take a break. Back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Maryville has it, a first and 10 coming up from the Benton 23-yard line. Matthew Walter started at quarterback. The last possession ended a turnover on downs. He ran for 11 yards, went down. Now he's getting checked out by the trainers on the sideline. So Will Shield is in at quarterback right now for the Spoofhounds.
What is it about homecoming football games and our starting quarterbacks? Happened last year against Cameron.
And procedure penalty coming up before this play can get underway. Looks like an offsides on Benton. It is. So Maryville will get a free 5 yards and go into the red zone for the first time.
And it does look like on the sideline that Corby Roush, he's talking with Matthew, kind of giving a look at those shoulders. I think it was his junior season. I think last year he went in as safety and had a little bit of an issue with that shoulder. So hopefully that's just something that they're going to keep an eye on and get back in that ball game. But as you mentioned, Will Shield in at quarterback.
Shield, the junior under center, puts a man in motion right to left. That's Brody Shepard. They turn, give to Gavin McAtee, picking his way forward through the middle of that defensive line. He's got a lot to go there. Inside, down near the 5-yard line. Flags fall. A first and 5 from the 18 gets down near the 5. We'll see what these flags are.
Gavin McAtee, another strong run for the senior. Really has come on as the MEC conference has opened up in play.
And it's going to be the same thing we saw in
twice in one night, aiding the runner. Have we seen that all year?
I don't think I've seen that in multiple years.
Golly.
And it's one that you see on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Linemen are always trying to push that back forward. But it happens far enough down the field that Maryville still picks up 5 positive yards on the carry for McAtee.
Yeah, so big run for McAtee. Unfortunately, the penalty negates some of that total yardage. But, again, McAtee having a great night from the backfield.
Shield turns, gives McAtee once again right up the middle, big hole. He gets down inside the 5, keeps the legs churning, pushing forward near the goal line. It goes down right at the 1-yard line. Great effort by McAtee. He'll pick up 13.
And did you see that offensive line? Some of those guys were like, I really want to push him across that goal line, but they're going to call me for a penalty. So they're just kind of becoming bystanders and watching him.
But
do all the work.
Isn't that where linemen get in trouble for standing around on a play? They're supposed to be pushing, right?
Absolutely.
From the 1-yard line, Shield turns, gives McAtee, lowers his shoulder, dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Spoofhounds.
Great drive for Maryville. And, again, the importance of your quarterback, knowing that he's on the sideline getting looked at. When your running game is on point like it was just on that drive, just feed the rock. You've got an abundance of backs you can give that ball to.
1:20 to play in the first quarter. 13-0 Spoofhounds as Bellamy steps on for the PAT. Snap is low. Handle the kick on the way from Bellamy. He boots it through. Maryville on top, 14-0. 1:20 to play in the first quarter of homecoming. We'll step aside and be back with more Maryville High School football.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
14-0, Maryville in front. They are leading the Benton Cardinals here at homecoming. The Hounds 3-2. Benton coming in at 1-4. And you talked about it right before the break, Phillip. Starting quarterback goes down, but the offense comes away with an answer.
Yeah, good to see that offense pick up the pieces a little bit, if you will, because your quarterback goes down. You want to be poised, and you want to be able to use that great coaching to your advantage. The offensive line open up holes. Gavin McAteen blowing through them, gets another touchdown for himself this season. Great drive for the Hounds. Puts Benton in a hole at 14-0.
Sadler View kicks this one away. Line drive, end over end kick. That will take the return man, McCarthy, all the way back to the 5, down the middle of the field, out to the 20. He'll get near the 21 or 22 before he's finally brought down.
Matt, how much do you love the fact that in pure football, you're starting all-state caliber linebacker wearing number one tonight, Gus McCullough, is in on kickoff team, and he's flying down there making plays.
You know, it's such an unsung thing to be able to be on special teams, but it feels like certain guys like a Gus McCullough understand what it means and how much that field position can change a game. But also, the fact that he's a heat-seeking missile, and it's a 40-yard sprint to hit somebody. So
absolutely. Getting his cardio in tonight.
14-0 Hounds. 73 seconds remain here in the first quarter, leading the Benton Cardinals. Benton, the give. This one going up the middle. I think that's Rich on the carry that time. He'll pick up a couple and pick and choose his way near the 24-yard line.
Haven't said Jackson Rich's name a lot, but again, he's one of those big three for the Benton Cardinal. We look at the offensive production so far. We've said Tiller's name quite a bit, but you get Jackson Rich involved, and that could be a positive thing for the Benton Cardinals.
Rich played quarterback last year for the Cardinals. Here at running back, they fake the give to him. The pass goes out left side, and that one is brought in. A nice hands catch that time by Deontay Howard. That one's going to be near a first down.
Down 14-0. Again, Benton is our opponent here tonight, but I just really like this offense in the fact that they're not going to change their philosophy. They're going to keep passing that football. One interception return for a touchdown. But, boy, that three-step drop and quick slant, that's a good-looking pitch and catch.
8 yards for Howard, picks up the first down. Now they give to Rich, and he is knocked back in the backfield. Number one taken down by number one, Gus McCullough, into the backfield for the tackle for loss.
You know, it's not going to be long before some of those linebackers are back there living in the backfield. And that time, a great play, not just by Gus, but also you look at Xander Brown, the junior defensive lineman, in on that play as well.
First quarter comes to a close. Maryville up by 14. We'll step aside and be back with more high school football.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
14-0 Maryville at the end of the first quarter. Second down at 16 awaits these Benton Cardinals, but Outside of one drive, we are seeing a pretty dominant Maryville defense right now.
Yeah, 14-0. Maryville's taking advantage of the possessions they've had. That first possession ended up in an interception. We've talked about this already, but right now, Matthew Walter out of the game. Insert Will Shield. He's done a nice job with that offense. Benton, again, we've talked about this tonight. They are a team that can get the ball down the field. They just can't get those points. That's been the story of the night so far. So down 14-0 to these Spoofhounds on homecoming night. Momentum in the favor of the Hounds.
Out of the shotgun is Cook. Maryville, four down linemen defensively. They fake the handoff to Rich, now throwing right side. Cook has a man wide open down that right sideline. Zach Voss is going to try to track him down and does on the opposing 35-yard line. Austin Zambrano Saxton, the senior tight end, comes up with a huge play that time for Benton.
Big play for Benton. Felt like you needed that if you're a Benton Cardinal. Really not a lot gone your way so far tonight. That the first big play for the Cardinal. Maryville defense going to need to tighten up just a little bit.
Zambrano Saxton, a 38-yard pickup. Now the handoff on first and 10 is going to get the Cardinals down near the 25-yard line. Rich that time picks up 10, and that'll move the sticks once again.
Yeah, so Benton playing some inspired football to start this second quarter of play. Two giant plays to get the ball going here out of the gates, second quarter.
From the Maryville 25-yard line, the Spoofhounds jump into the neutral zone. This will be a 5-yard penalty. That'll bump the Cardinals forward a little bit further.
Cardinals moving from south to north. Get a chance to look north and see our first bonfire of the season with the Northsiders up there. Kevin Pitts tells me it's Domino's Pizza night, and they've got a big old flame going. That's a homecoming-sized flame up there up north of the ball. Park.
Handoff goes to Rich, bouncing that one out right side. Nothing doing. Maryville rallies to the football. Looks like View, Brown, and McAtee coming in to make that tackle. A pickup of nothing that time for the Cardinals.
And there's a name we haven't said a lot tonight. Sadler View hasn't been as involved on the offense. We know he'll get his chances. Sadler View been doing a great job all season from that linebacking position, but really one of the first times that we've called out his name so far this evening.
Second down and 5 coming up for the Cardinals. Cook looking to pass, throws left. That one into the flats. His receiver not ready for that one. Pauly, the intended target, it falls incomplete.
The Cook pass intended for number 20, Cy Pauly, is incomplete.
We talked about Cook's numbers on the season. He's put the ball in the air an awful lot, folks. He has not shot away from the pass. About 95 pass attempts on the season. Not real stout in the pass touchdown category. Again tonight, he threw his 10th interception of the season.
Third down and 5. They will give this one. Rich once again. He's going to be ripped down in the backfield. Nothing doing that time. That's Major Scarborough coming up with that tackle for loss. A loss of 3 and a 4th and 8 on the way.
Yeah, big tackle for loss that time. Major Scarborough just bolting to the backfield. And that was one of those big-time plays for Major Scarborough.
So a 4th down and 8 coming up for the Benton Cardinals. A promising drive, then the penalty on Maryville. They had a 1st down and 5. It's backed up into a 4th and 8. Three receivers left, one to the right. Back to pass, Cook trying to throw the deep ball down the right sideline to the end zone. Incomplete, off the hands of his intended target, but flags fall. This looks like this will be pass interference on Voss.
Yeah, that time Voss playing man-to-man there. Probably just was down by a step. That penalty by Voss probably prevents that from being a touchdown and slicing this Maryville lead in half.
We'll see as the officials gather to make this call. 9:55 to play here in the first half. It is 14-0 Maryville. And it is pass interference on the Spoofhounds.
Pass interference is a call against the Spoofhounds.
While they mark this off, we'll joined up here in the press box by our sideline reporter and the homecoming queen, Caroline Boren.
Hey, guys.
Congratulations, Caroline.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you know you were going to win?
No, I did not know I was going to win.
I didn't know.
I am pretty exhausted.
Yeah,
I want a hamburger. I really do.
Pitch goes left or right side, excuse me, out to Rich. Rich gets taken down. Maryville rallies to the football, pickup of three on first and ten.
It's got to be exhausting so far tonight. You've been on the homecoming court, named queen. You're just between first and second quarter. Did the punt, pass, and kick sponsored by the Black Pony here at the Hound Pound. I think you've just kind of been running around like a crazy gal.
Yeah, and then at halftime, you know, got the Chatting with Caroline segment. Very, very excited, but I really just want a cheeseburger, so I think I'm going to go grab one.
You'll be back in time for the segment?
Yes, of course.
All right, people are looking forward to it.
See you guys.
See ya. Second down and nine, excuse me. Pass goes left side. Searcy catches, trying to get outside. He is sandwiched by Creason and Zarbono. That'll be a loss of one. And a third and long awaits the Benton Cardinals.
Kind of the story of the season for Benton. These defenses tighten up near the goal line, and Benton just seems to run out of gas once they get inside that red zone. Big third down coming up.
8:48 to play in the first half. A third down and nine on the way for the Cardinals. They've got the ball at the Spoofound. Looks like about the 11-yard line. Cook in shotgun. He has Jackson Rich to his right. They fake the give to Rich. Throws left side. The quick pass caught by Pauly. Wrapped up by Creason. Finished off by McAtee. And this will be well short of the first down marker. They get down to the nine. A pickup of just about three or four.
The duo that time of Creason and McAtee finishing off that play. Really, Benton thought they had something there, but how quickly the Hounds shut that down, and you go from what looked like a promising drive to a fourth down where you've got to have it.
Fourth and five from the Maryville, about 7.5, 8-yard line. Hounds have their backs against the wall, but they could take it away right here. Already a pick six tonight for this Spoofhound defense, and they have forced a couple turnover on downs as well.
And the play clock's running down. Probably going to be a timeout for Benton, and there it is. Give him a chance to talk about it.
Maryville High School football on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. We will step aside and be back with this fourth down.
Support for today's game comes from Heim. Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
7:48 to play in the first half. Fourth and six coming up for the Benton Cardinals. About a fourth and five, we'll say.
So what do you dial up here, Matt? Got to believe it's going to be a pass, right? Put somebody in motion, try to create a matchup. Kind of been going to that outside corner of the end zone.
Howard split out wide to the right. They've got Searcy in the slot to the right side. Jackson Rich is to the right of Cook in the backfield. Back to pass, rolling right. Cook looking to the end zone. He's going to get hit and dropped in the backfield. Major Scarborough, first one there. Gus McCullough comes in to clean things up, and Maryville gets off the field with the sack.
I feel like we've seen some of that this year, but we haven't seen enough of that this year. The two seniors combining for a huge stop for Maryville on fourth down inside the red zone, punching Benton back, losing lots of field position to this offense. And we'll take a look and see if we've got Matthew Walter back out there or Will Shield at quarterback.
7:43 to play here in the first half. It's Jackson Dredge at quarterback. The handoff going left side, Sadler View, and he is going to be bottled up in the backfield. Dredge is a sophomore quarterback, so we've seen Shield a little bit tonight. We've seen Dredge as Matthew Walter just kind of checking on his health at this point, hoping he's okay.
Yeah, we had a chance last week to drive over to Cameron with Dr. Haar, longtime doctor for the Northwest Bearcats, 51 years to be exact, and he was down there getting his eyes on Matthew as well. So he's in great hands. They just want to make sure that they do the right thing by the young man.
1 yard pickup for View. Now the double handoff. They're going to give this one. That's Shepherd right down the middle of the field, up the left seam. He's got running room to the 45, to the 40, being wrestled down from behind to the 32 yard line. Brody Shepherd answers the call for Maryville.
Love that play design. You kind of get movement moving one way, and you bring Brody Shepherd out of the backfield the other way. Great running for him. We have said it all season long. When he sees a hole, he just takes off and runs. That time, huge gain, and great to see this offensive line punching some holes for our backs.
53-yard pickup for Brody Shepherd. His second carry of the night, and he is well on his way to 100 yards.
70 yards already on two carries.
Not a bad average. Dredge turns, gives McAtee up the middle, makes one man miss across the 20, stays on his feet. Finally, three white jerseys able to bring him down, but not before he gets down near the 17-yard line.
Gavin McAtee having himself a bit of a night, too. A 20-yard burst, a 13-yard burst, a 2-yard touchdown.
To the 13, excuse me. That's a pickup that time of 14 for the Hounds.
We'll take it for Gavin. That's six carries, 61 yards and a touchdown, and he's running tough tonight.
6.5 minutes to play in the first half. Hounds trying to add to a 14-point lead. Dredge under center. View in motion right to left. They'll give up the middle. McAtee staying on his feet, barreling down to the 5-yard line. He'll pick up, looks like 8, maybe 9 on first down.
Gavin McAtee grew up absolutely loving Saquon Barkley, and tonight he's trying to run Saquon-esque, if you will, and I think the young man on homecoming would love to sniff the end zone one more time.
It's a Giants fan. He's running more like Ron Dane right now.
Ron
right?
Dane, there you go. Absolutely.
Tyrone Wheatley.
The old Wisconsin and Michigan backs.
Go.
Yeah, right. Big Ten football.
Under center is Dredge from the 5-yard line. They'll put Creason in motion. They'll give to Creason. Going right side. Off tackle into the end zone. Cannon Creason scores. A 6-yard carry for the Spoof Hounds. They go up 20-0.
Another senior, another opportunity. Opportunity taken advantage of. Cannon Creason, a 6-yard scamper. Maryville up 20-0 with an extra point coming from a guy who is now 19 of 21, Noah Bellamy, on the season.
And that is 19 consecutive PATs for Noah Bellamy. 5:41 to play in the half. Kick on the way from Bellamy. Splits the uprights. Make him 20 for his last 20. It's 21-0 Spoofhounds. 5:41 to play in the half. We'll be back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Kerry Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Spoofhound Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Maryville in front, 21-0. The offense started off a little bit slow, but things have got rolling these past couple drives heavily on the ground.
Yeah, a lot of ground attack, only 8 yards passing, 170 yards rushing, one touchdown via a pick six. That Cole Zarbano on Benton's first drive of the ball game. Maryville making hopefully some quick work here tonight, 21-0 with 5 left in the half.
This is McCarthy on the kickoff return. Gets outside left, up the sideline, knocked out of bounds at the 30-yard line. The hit right there for Maryville put on by Lucas Ziegler. And the 30-yard line is where the Benton Cardinals will start their next drive.
Benton has moved the ball a couple of times throughout the course of the game. Of course, that's through the air. Not much rushing the ball, although we've seen some, maybe some sparks here and there from Xander Tiller. He's had a couple good runs. They've tried to go to their third member, that three-headed monster, Jackson Rich, but he really hasn't found a lot of success running the ball. So they've relied on Boston Cook to put it in the air. When you're down 21-0 and that's going to be your game plan, it sets a guy like Cole Zarbano up or Brody Shepherd to be in that mode of hunting for the ball maybe another interception sometime tonight.
They'll give this one off to Tiller, and Tiller's going to be wrestled in the backfield. The first one back there, Phoenix Phillips, a loss of five on first down.
Yeah, that time defensive line just dominated Benton's offensive line. Phoenix Phillips, a couple good two, three steps already in the backfield, able to make that play. And then you get Benton to the point where they're going backwards, putting that old truck in reverse. Go from a first and 10 to a second and 15 pretty quickly, and just has not worked out well consistently for Benton.
Tiller started off strong, but his last two runs have combined for negative 8 yards. As the clock not moving, the officials talking about this right at the 25-yard line. Now they're going to reset the play clock, and they will wind the game clock. Coming up on 5 minutes to play in the first half, a 21-point Maryville lead. Cook in the backfield, out of the pistol. They pitch it to Tiller, trying to go left, trying to bounce it outside, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down. It was strung out by Brett Long at corner, and then coming in to make that tackle, Cole Zarbono.
Yeah, really well played that time by your corner, Long. He strung that play out, gave an opportunity for Zarbono to read it and then pick up the pieces. But good job from your corner, Long, to really spread that play down toward the Maryville sideline and not allow Benton to break containment.
Taylor lost four more. The ball is all the way back at the Benton 21-yard line. They need to get to the 40 to pick up a first down. Out of the shotgun, Maryville showing blitz. They're going to bring it. Now this one blown dead. Flags fall, and a false start. Back them up even more.
Wow. A drive to forget if you're Benton here on third down, yet again moving backwards. That's all they've done on this drive in chunks of five each and every time. So Benton really backed up. Now your defensive line can just play with their ears pinned behind their head, and they can go, go, go to that quarterback.
Third and a country mile coming up here for these Benton Cardinals. Still searching for their first MEC win of the year. Maryville 2-1 in conference play. As Cook back to pass, throws the wide receiver screen to the right side, off his hands, falls to the turf at the 12-yard line. Incomplete. And a fourth and 24 coming up now for the Cardinals.
I'm telling you, these coaches, they probably watched some tape, and they know that somewhere out there, number 54, however tonight, number one, Gus McCullough is lurking somewhere. Those guys, when they take their head off the ball or off the field to play, they know that there's an opportunity. They might get their world rocked by Gus the Bus.
That'll bring out a punting situation. It is the quarterback, Boston Cook, also on to punt this one away. As Maryville, two men back deep with their heels at the Benton 48-yard line to return this punt, and a flag falls just before the snap. This will be a false start on the Cardinals. And this should back them up another five.
So Benton runs, what, four plays, four consecutive plays that net a loss of 5 yards each play. And you called it earlier. Now it's really fourth and a country mile. I don't know how long a country mile is.
I feel like being from Iowa and being from Red Oak, you should probably know, right?
I lived in town. I wasn't much of a farmer.
So Cook, 2 yards back in his own end zone, punting this one away. A good punt. This will be taken by Zarbono at the 45. Gets through one tackle, then hit from behind. Brought down by Carter Rich near the 38. A return of about 7 yards. 4:03 to play here in the first half. Maryville on top by 21.
Caroline, she's back. She got her burger.
She got the cheeseburger she wanted.
Cheeseburger she wanted, I guess. As a homecoming queen, did you get that for free?
No.
Oh, didn't even give that for free. Got the crown, though. It's a pretty crown.
It's a tiara, right?
Tiara. Is that what it's called? I gave you a tiara.
Will Shield back in it. Quarterback gives to McAtee. McAtee has a lane out to the right sideline. Puts a stiff arm on one man. 10-5. Brought down near the pylon. A flag falls late. No signal just yet. That was awfully close. I thought he caught the pylon. Multiple flags fly in late. Still no signal if it's a touchdown or if he's down at the one.
No indication yet on the touchdown.
Man. Three officials coming in and still no call just yet.
Good looking run there from Gavin. Switches the ball from left to right because he's on that sideline. Looked to me like he hit that pylon. They're going to maybe call him down at the one. The flag at the end.
I think where he went out, he hit the pylon on his way down. I feel like that should be a touchdown. But again, with the flags, it's probably coming back.
I wonder how quickly Johnny Dykstra can get those pictures printed, because I know he had a picture of that.
It's digital here in 2024.
So Johnny ought to be running up to those officials, show them his digital camera, and he must have
a touchdown.
Look at that.
And I couldn't tell what the call was on Benton. But about three flags flew in late. The touchdown will stand, a 38-yard touchdown run for Gavin McAtee, and the Hounds up 27-0 with a PAT coming.
That was a great run for Gavin McAtee. Puts him over the 100-yard rushing mark. That was his eighth carry, and now 108 yards, two touchdowns for Gavin McAtee.
So we will see Will Shiel hold, Noah Bellamy on for the kick to make this a 28-point game. Snap is good, kick on the way, and he knocks it through. 28-0 Hounds with 3:54 to play in the first half. Back with more Maryville High School football on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, Facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Well, after the penalty that was on that touchdown run for McAtee, the one-play drive for the Hounds, they will move the football all the way to the 45-yard line of Benton. So, sadly, you can kick this one through the uprights, or a squib kick would really put the Cardinals back near their own 20.
Gavin McAtee, again, eight carries tonight, two touchdowns, 108 yards. If I've done my research, that's his third 100-yard performance of the season, and it's not even halftime yet.
Deep kick from view. This will be taken by Tiller. It hits him about 5 yards deep in the end zone. He kind of wanted to get away like dodgeball, but he couldn't evade the kick from view. It's a touchback, and the Cardinals will take over at the 20.
Dodgeball, an American classic in PE. And, Matt, I've got to believe that you were probably pretty good at the old dodgeball.
Surprisingly, no. I'm actually quite slow.
What about that whole philosophy, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball? Do you ever play with wrenches?
Luckily, I did not.
Good for you.
But maybe after the game we could do that.
Just a couple average Joes up here in the press box.
Is that from a movie?
I think so.
3:54 to play in the first half. The Cardinals taking over at their own 20. This has been all Maryville in this one. One defensive touchdown, three offensive touchdowns for the Spoofhounds. Snap to Cook. He'll give. This one goes to Tiller, trying to find some room. He'll get near the line of scrimmage, maybe picked up half a yard before he is brought down.
Just not a lot of daylight for Tiller or for Jackson Rich here tonight. That run game has not been available to the Benton Cardinal. Really, first quarter, second quarter, one positive, second and nine. Remember that last drive? Every play resulted in some form of a five-yard loss.
Coming up on 3 minutes to play in the first half. Cook back to pass, looks right, fires this one underneath off the hands of his receiver. Sadler View put a pop on that receiver. It was Tiller, the running back. It's incomplete, and a third and nine on the way.
Just feels like nothing's going right for Benton since that big pop pass play earlier in the quarter. Benton's going to have to dig deep to try to figure out a way that they can put some points on the board and hope to stay in this ball game.
Northwest Missouri State Volleyball playing tonight in Hayes, Kansas. The Bearcats take down Fort Hayes in three sets. And Northwest Missouri State Soccer is playing in Edmond, Oklahoma against UCO. That game scoreless at halftime. on third down and nine. Cook, the pass, looks right, steps up, lobs this one deep down the sideline. That one well too far out in front. Voss on the coverage. It falls incomplete, and we will see Benton punt once again.
Yeah, punting game has been strong for Benton, and unfortunately strong. Too many drives resulting in a need to punt. Living in their own territory and deep in their own territory has been Benton tonight. Sets Maryville up for some very favorable position. And you've got Cole Zarbano. You've got 3 minutes left on the clock. It feels like Maryville is going to put themselves in a position to get one more score heading to halftime.
Now Benton will receive the second half kick. They defer the opening coin toss. And Maryville would like to bury them as much as they can before that kick rolls around. As Cook, line drive, punt. This one goes right to Zarbano from the 49. Crosses midfield. He's got some room to run down the middle of the field. Cuts out right side. Cuts back into the middle. Spins off of one man trying to stay on his feet. He'll be brought down back near the 45. Forward progress should put him at the 39. Ooh. They're going to mark him back at the 41. That's not a good spot. Either way, great field position to start this drive.
I think there'll be some conversation about that return and, hey, get down the field.
He made some good moves. He would have just gone down a little sooner, but you have to appreciate a playmaker, right?
You do. Those guys that are returning punts, they've got to be fearless. They got to have lots of guts, and Cole Zarbano just that. Very entertaining to watch him anytime he returns the ball.
First and 10 from the 41-yard line, rolling right. Jackson Dredge back in it. Quarterback throws on the sideline. This one is caught, staying on his feet. Brett Long finally knocked out of bounds near the 22-yard line. He'll pick up 19 yards, make it 20 yards on first and 10.
Good-looking play that time. I like how they designed that play. Get Jackson Dredge moving to roll to his right, a right-handed quarterback. A nice-looking pass. The result, a 19-yard pickup.
From the Benton 21-yard line, Dredge going under center this time. That was the first completion for someone not Matthew Walter this evening. Deep pass across the middle, juggled and dropped. Zarbano nearly brought it in at the 5.
Wow, good-looking pass yet again. A little bit high, which is saying a lot for Cole Zarbano. He's got a big wingspan. He's got some big mitts. Had his hands on it, just juggled it a little bit. Ultimately falls incomplete. But you got to love the confidence in the young man to sling the ball down there, try to make a play.
Dredge with McAtee behind him. He'll put Sadler View in motion left to right. They give to View, trying to cut up the middle. He's got some room. He'll cross the 15-yard line down near the 11 before he's brought down. And if he gets to the 11, it should be a first down. They're going to spot him a little short, so back at the... oh, about the 12. We'll say a pickup of 9.
About a half yard-ish short. And the way that this offensive line's been working for you, you got to think that this is probably going to be a Gavin McAtee. Don't have to get me 20 yards, but get me at least a yard to keep this drive moving.
McAtee in view behind Dredge. And they do give to McAtee. Makes one cut across the 5. Lowers his shoulder. Brought down near the 1. Tough running by McAtee. And he picks up 11 to bring up first and goal.
All right, needed one. We'll take 11. Boost that total up. 119 yards rushing now on just 9 carries. That's a pretty good stat line, especially when we add in those 2 touchdown carries for Gavin McAtee. But that run pushes the chains. First down inside the 2-yard line. Got some downs to work with here.
Dredge turns. McAtee takes it into the end zone. Untouched Gavin McAtee. 34-0 Spoofhounds.
Great to see Gavin McAtee get those touchdowns. We noted early in the season just a lot of tough running. Didn't result in getting over that goal line. Here tonight on homecoming, the senior, that's his 3rd rushing touchdown of the night, extending that Maryville lead.
And how about these backup quarterbacks for Maryville stepping in? Will Shield, Jackson Dredge, both orchestrating touchdown drives without the starter Matthew Walter out there as he got banged up earlier on in this game. PAT from Bellamy good, 35-0 Spoofhounds. We'll take a quick break and be back with more right here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
1:15 to play in the first half. Maryville in front, 35-0. With Philip Porn and Caroline Porn, I'm Matt Tritton. We'll see Sadler View set to kick this one away for the Hounds. Line drive kick. Tiller watches that bounce at the 10, goes into the end zone, and a touchdown back will bring it out to the 20.
And Matt, tonight, Cameron and Savannah are battling it out. That's a 0-0 ball game. Chillicothe and Lafayette, they're battling it out to a 14-8 halftime lead for the Chillicothe Hornets.
That's probably pretty good for Lafayette. They're hanging in that game. It's a talented squad, obviously, over there for Chile. That one in St. Joseph tonight?
That one's in St. Joseph.
We'll be there in a few weeks.
Yeah, we will. Lafayette, here we come.
Regular season finale.
That's right.
Plenty more football tonight and the rest of the regular season before we hit the north side of St. Joseph. Tonight, it's the Southsiders from St. Joseph in town. Maryville leads Benton 35-0. Cook pitches. Tiller trying to go right. Cuts up the field. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Falls forward. Picks up maybe one.
Southsiders Benton, and remind me, the Rucker boys.
Michael and Martin Michael played in the Super Bowl for the Carolina Panthers. And Martin T. Rucker was a pretty good tight end there for the Missouri Tigers.
Missouri Tigers, that's right. Some famous alumni out of Benton High School.
Chris Tabor, longtime special teams coach in the NFL. Another one of those as Tiller takes a handoff going right. He is hit. He'll be brought down after a pickup of just two with 30 seconds remaining in the first half.
So, again, Maryville's defensive line really dominating or the story of this second quarter. And when you're up 35-0 and you can just pin your ears back and go, that's what Maryville's defensive line is doing. Saying a lot more, Cannon Scarborough, Mace McKim, Phoenix Phillips. Those guys are making the noise here tonight. Throwing a guy like Xander Brown. He's a junior. Filling in that spot of Lucas Viertaler, who's out again tonight. Doing a fine job.
Well, Ben's going to go ahead and let the time on the clock run out. Well, now it looks like head coach Corey Bertini has his hands up, and I wonder if they call timeout. They're going to try to bring Benton back on the field, and Maryville's not leading just yet. And so Benton's going to call a timeout with just a handful of seconds remaining in this second quarter.
Got to think that coach is using this as a growing opportunity, coaching opportunity. Probably got something in mind, wants to talk to his boys about.
Corey Bertini, a second-year head coach for the Benton Cardinals, played some college football, a quarterback for the Missouri Western Griffins. And he's going to line up five wide receivers, Cook in the backfield by himself. And Maryville's going to put four defensive linemen looking to go eat. And a hard count that will get Maryville to jump offside. And so looks like this third down and seven might turn into a third down and two. But no, the movement was on the Benton offensive line instead. So back them up five more.
Boy, thought the way the body language of the Spoofhounds, thought that was going to go on the Spoofhounds. Doesn't really matter. It's 5 yards when you've got about 80 to cover. Maryville sending a couple of guys just very, very deep down the field, knowing that this is going to be a bomb and a half. And
Cook
comes
looks
Benton.
Right, deep down the right sideline, and that one will fall incomplete. Voss there, step for step with his man. That was Reese, the intended receiver. The ball falls incomplete, and the first half comes to a close. 35-0. Maryville leading the Benton Cardinals here. Homecoming at the Hound Pound. We'll step aside and be back with more, including your Chatting with Caroline segment as Caroline Porin, our sideline reporter, and the homecoming queen here at Maryville High School. We'll be joined by a guest. We'll have that interview coming up after this break right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina in Lando Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Hello and welcome back to the Hound Pound. Tonight's Chatting with Caroline is brought to you by Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com. Welcome back to the Hound Pound. I'm Caroline Porin with your Chatting with Caroline segment. Tonight, I am joined by my fellow cross-country manager, friend, neighbor, all of the above, Mr. Carson Sterling. So as I mentioned before, he, in this season, is a fellow cross-country manager. In the winter, I'm not really sure what you do. What do you do in the winter?
Train? I'd like to make a correction. I'm the number one cross-country manager.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, he is... There's a little brawl here. He would call himself the number one cross-country manager, and it's kind of been a thing all season. I mean, I hate to say it, but I would probably call you the number one cross-country manager as long as you can name me the number one track manager.
I guess I'd let you have that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't manage track. You throw.
Yes, I do throw.
Yeah, and Carson enjoys throwing. Just big, heavy things, you just chuck them.
As far as I can. Just
yes.
Big,
yes.
Heavy things.
Yeah. So we'll move into our questions. So my freshman year, I was running cross country, and a senior I truly looked up to was Mr. Cale Sterling. Mr. Cale Sterling, he was a senior, and he ran. Good friends with everybody on the team. And now Cale has come back from college, and he's working as a mechanic. So he also really likes cars, and he has lots of cars at his house. So what does your brother do with all of those cars?
I think he just likes to collect them like they're big Hot Wheels, you know?
Yeah, and he's just always messing with them.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
So I do have to ask. Well, first of all, you and I single-handedly have mastered the Beatty stance.
Oh, yeah.
And for anybody listening, when Mr. Coach Beatty, the cross-country coach, cheers anybody on. He squats down, and then he claps really low, and then he'll usually say, you know, one of three things, like, move your hips, move your legs, like, let's keep going, let him eat, let him cook.
Let him cook.
Right, yeah. So, do you have any funny baby stories that you'd like to add?
Probably when we were on a run, and we got him to take a B-reel, and he did not know that he got a picture taken of himself as well.
Yeah.
Had a great picture.
I'm sure it did. You know, unfortunately, we do have a lot of funny pictures of baby.
Yes, we do.
So why do you, Carson, like to be a manager of cross country?
I like to manage cross country because I get to leave school early. You hang out with friends.
Like me.
Yeah, sometimes. And
I mean, it's pretty fun.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the reason I like managing is, we don't have to run. We don't have to run at all if we don't want to. And I think that it's a good option for us. Because as a thrower, I don't think you would love to run miles on miles on miles.
10 meters is about my max.
Yeah, yeah. 10 meters, you know, however long the mini hurdle line is.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't even do the mini hurdles anymore. Yeah, if Beatty was listening, he'd tell you I don't do the mini hurdles. Never did, never will. So what got you in? Let's turn it into your throwing career. You've been throwing since freshman year. Pretty successful. Gone to state how many years?
2 years.
2 years. And what was last season like for you?
Last season was a bit of, we had a lot of new throwers, so it was fun to try and to be an upperclassman, showing them what to do and trying to lead them and show them how to do track.
Yeah. And did you get some hardware?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I got fourth place at state, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, exciting to get fourth place at state.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And that was for discus.
For discus, yes.
Yeah, so do you have any goals for discus this year?
Well, I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but I'm on a state title in discus.
Yeah. I believe in you. I think a lot of other people do.
Thank you.
What about for shot put?
For shot put, I haven't gone to state yet, so I'd love to go to state, maybe try and medal. That'd be a very good goal for me.
Yeah, but discus is definitely your strong suit.
Discus is my strong suit, yes.
Yeah. So do you have anybody specific that's helped you in your throwing career?
My high school coach, Coach Hoyt, he helped me a lot being at those meets, giving me cues and stuff. But also Sarah Wright, who's helped me since 7th grade, even during the off season, doing footwork and stuff. She's been great.
Yeah, and I remember even during cross-country season, it seems like you're always out there, you know, working on your footwork and working on your positioning and stuff like that. And you do mention Sarah's name a lot, so she is obviously a great mentor. So what are your plans after high school?
I plan to go to college and throw under a track scholarship and probably major in psychology.
Yeah, and so your mom is a sports psychologist.
Yes.
And you are interested in that, correct?
Yes, I'm interested in following her footsteps.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you once again to tonight's guest, Carson Sterling. Let's jump into this week's Spoofhound Roundup. So for football, next week it will be versus Lutheran North at Chillicothe on October 12th. Coach McGinnis and the squad squared off versus Bishop LeBlanc on Monday, winning 6-3 on Tuesday. They hosted rival Chillicothe, where they fell in a tight one, 4-5. Yesterday, the gals packed up their rackets for a match versus Benton. That was another big win, 7-1. The MEC conference meet was Wednesday. The duo of Madison Hennigan and Chloe Little earned a fourth place medal. Sophomore Corey Quinlan finished her singles bracket with a fifth place medal. Maryville Soccer was at LeBlanc last night, winning the match 4-0. They have 4 wins and 4 losses and 1 tie on the season. And the 4 wins, Maryville has shut out their opponents in each contest. Last Saturday, the Maryville cross-country seniors were the stars of the show. Bradley Deering won his division of the Gans Creek Classic. Dalton McDonough ran a season best, finishing 124th. And on the girls' side, Catherine Porin finished 9th and Nia Davis 26th in a field of 234 runners. Yesterday, the cross-country team saw action in Shenandoah, Iowa, with a great run and PR from junior Ellie Parsons. A big congrats to Spoofhound golfer junior Alana Pargas. She is your MEC Conference Champion. The MEC Golf Championships were held at the Fairview Golf Course in St. Joseph. For Coach Brenda Ricks, this is her third straight year of coaching the conference champ. Sophomore Haley Zimmerman was 5th. The Volleyball Hounds had a great showing in the 12-court volleyball tournament last Saturday, beating Kauffman 25-11 and 25-15, beating Raymore Peculiar 25-22 and 25-20, and finally winning versus Adrian 25-17 and 25-21. On Monday, Maryville swept past Lafayette. Last night, Savannah was in town for senior night, and congrats to senior Jaylee Price on her 1,000th career dig. Coach Briley Kemper's softball squad scored a senior night versus St. Pius and won another one over Bishop LeBlanc on Tuesday. Although the Hounds fell to Worth County on Monday and Benton on Wednesday, Coach Kemper has to be encouraged to see her team grind through some wins. Senior Emma Ailey and freshman Ava Eckley both hit monster home runs versus LeBlanc, another great sign for the team. This week's Athlete of the Week, Mariah Williams for softball. Mariah was named Athlete of the Week for her two-hit performance at a win over Stanbury earlier in late September. Congrats to back-to-back Spoofhound softball players on being named Athlete of the Week. Next week's nominees, Bradley Deering for cross-country. He won his race at the Gans Creek Classic. Elena Pargas for golf. She is your MEC Golf Champion. And Annie Sparks for softball. The senior hit her first career home run in a win over East Buchanan. And we'll be right back to the Hound Pound, where Maryville holds a 35-0 homecoming halftime lead.
Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank, located at 2920 South Main in Maryville, or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support is also provided by Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein's been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Back out at the Hound Pound. It is halftime. Maryville in front, 35-0. All Spoofhounds in this one. Philip Porin, take us through some of these Maryville stats.
Maryville out in front on the scoreboard. Maryville way out in front when it comes to time of possession, total yards, all the fun stuff, punt returns, interception returns for touchdowns, been a great night to be a spoof hound. So Maryville, 257 total yards, just 27 through the air. That means 230 on the ground. Leading the way so far tonight is senior Gavin McAtee, wearing number 37 and playing like a bulldozer here tonight. The fullback, 10 carries, 121 yards, and three touchdowns. One of those, a 38-yard scamper, and then a couple from 2 yards out. Gavin having a wonderful night carrying the rock here tonight. Also alongside him, Creason has a 6-yard touchdown. We saw Walter. He had 4 carries for 23 yards, a couple scampers for Matthew Walter. Matthew Walter on the sidelines for that second quarter. We saw a couple of different quarterbacks take his place. Hope that young Matthew is going to be just fine, but looked like they were kind of taking an eye on that shoulder. Brody Shepherd, 70 yards rushing on, get this, just 2 carries, a 17-yard run and a 53-yard blast. Great stats there, 2 carries, 70 yards. And then we've seen Sadler View carry the ball a couple of times, 2 carries, 10 yards. So if you're a running back for Maryville, give your offensive line a pat on the back and go over and tell offensive coordinator Matt Houchin, hey, buddy, you're calling a great game and keep calling my number, because these guys are stat stuffers here tonight. One pass reception to Cole Zarbano for 7 yards. Got a couple other here and there. We did see Jackson Dredge come into the ball game, and he completed a 19-yard pass. So good to see some young guys getting an opportunity here tonight. But again, Maryville on the scoreboard, 35-0 at half. Maryville leading every statistical category that we are tracking here tonight, 230 rushing yards. Way to go, Hounds. And how about this for Noah Bellamy? 22 now of 24 on the season. And as you called it, missed those first two that he attempted against Blair Oaks. And now he's on a 20 extra point streak, if you will. 22 of 24, 92% for the young man.
And we actually had him on with us this morning on KXCV, our morning interview we have each week with Coach Webb and a player. And Noah came in, a senior place kicker, and just talked to him about, hey, you were 6-for-6 last week, getting in the zone, stepping in PATs. And Coach Webb said, we really don't talk about those streaks, because a lot of times you talk about them, those streaks snap. We understand on the sideline they don't talk about them. We're media. We like to kind of be blowhards and say that kind of thing. So we're going to talk about it, because he's kicking phenomenally. Maryville playing a good football game tonight out in front, 35-0. Taking a look at some of the first half stats for the Benton Cardinals. Boston Cook, 8 of 16 passing for 82 yards, no touchdowns, does have one interception that went for Cole Zarbano, 41 yards the other way, a pick 6 for Maryville, the first points of the game. Rushing-wise, not a lot doing tonight for the Cardinals either. Jackson Rich, he has just 7 yards on 7 carries so far. Boston Cook, he was sacked one time, so negative 10 yards on just 1 carry. Xander Tiller started to get some traction. He had a couple good runs in there, but carries 7 through 9 all went for negative yards. Not a lot going after that either. He's at 17 rushing yards here in the first half. Benton with 96 total yards here at halftime. No points to show for it. They've had a couple drives where they've moved the football, a couple big plays, got down inside the 10-yard line, but ultimately not able to convert. Maryville did a nice job of really stiffening up defensively and not allowing the Cardinals to find the end zone. And really from that point, the momentum has stayed on the side of the Spoof Hounds. 35-0 is our score here at halftime. The 3-2 Maryville Spoof Hounds trying to pick up conference win number 3. They're 2-1 right now in MEC play. Meanwhile, Benton coming in at 1-4, still searching for that first conference victory. We'll step aside and be back with more as you are listening to Maryville High School Football on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for Spoof Hound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need, with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville, or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation on surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
We are back out at the Hound Pound. Still about 3 minutes or so until we get this third quarter underway. A 35-0 Maryville lead over MEC foe, the Benton Cardinals. With Philip Porin, I'm Matt Tritton. Caroline Porin is our sideline reporter for this evening. Taking a look around Northwest Missouri State Athletics this evening. The Bearcat volleyball team comes away with the win over Fort Hays tonight. They win it in three sets, 25-16, 25-20, and 25-20. I believe that's about 14 wins in a row for Northwest over Fort Hays. The Tigers came into the matchup 9-2 on the season. The Bearcats get the win. They have now won 8 of their last 10 matches, but they have got a doozy coming up tomorrow against number 3 Nebraska Kearney, and that one is actually in Kearney, Nebraska. Also tonight, Northwest Missouri State Soccer is on the road taking on the Central Oklahoma Broncos. That one was scoreless at halftime. We'll try to get the live stats updated and get you a score on that one. But Coach Gordon and company playing well so far this season. They got their first conference win last week on Sunday against Northeastern State here at home. But then, of course, coming up tomorrow, Northwest Missouri State Cross Country rounding out their regular season portion of meets. They'll be at the Griffin Invite. That is at 9 o'clock in the morning for the men. The women run at 10 in the morning. So the Bearcats have a chance to run on the same course that will host the MIAA Championships in late October. And then Northwest Missouri State football on the road taking on the Washburn Ichabods. That one's set for a 3 o'clock kickoff. We'll have pregame right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe at 2 o'clock as Northwest has won 3 straight. They're playing some good football. A knockdown dragout 14-9 victory last week against Emporia State. And now trying to double down against the Washburn team, whose record, Phillip, isn't great, but they're playing better. They've been in nearly every game to this point, so you expect that one to be a good football game tomorrow in Topeka.
In MIAA football, you've got to come to play. If you want to win, you've got to be on your A game, because at any time someone can knock you off. And MIAA, kind of that SEC of Division II football, great teams all over the place. And Northwest Missouri State started out a little bit slow, but feels like they're kind of getting their momentum back, and they still have opportunities ahead of them. They've just got to play A game football the rest of the season. No gimmies in the MIAA.
Not at all, and it's been a very weird season to this point. With the upsets and the knockoffs, and Northwest starting 0-2, and all of a sudden, right there with Central Oklahoma as like the hottest team in the league to this point. So we'll see what the Bearcats can get done tomorrow. Again, that's a 3 o'clock kickoff. An update on Bearcats soccer. They are still scoreless in the 74th minute down in Edmond, Oklahoma. And the Spoofhounds of Maryville set to kick off to the Benton Cardinals to start off this second half. A 35-point advantage for Maryville. Let's go ahead and have our sideline reporter Caroline Porin jump in with us. And Caroline.
Yeah, so the theme tonight in the student section is just some Spoofhound spirit, pretty simple. But today at the pep assembly, which I can talk more about later, we played a lot of games, and the seniors did get the spirit stick for this year.
That's a pretty big deal. I was at that pep assembly, And, I mean, there were some people giving some blood, sweat, and tears to get those points in order to win that spirit stick.
Second half underway as View kicks it to Tiller, taking about the 10-yard line, angles left out to the hashes. He is hit and will be ridden down. The 20-yard line is where this drive will start for the Benton Cardinals. Now, you mentioned that things really battled out with that that pep rally. We saw Gus McCullough flies around, great linebacker for the Spoofhounds, an all-state linebacker. He won musical chairs.
He did.
But the senior class, which he is a part of, did not win the tug of war. How does that happen?
Well, when you have Mace McKim and Kedrick Watkins and Tyson Atwell against you, to be honest, it doesn't work out great for you.
Handoff goes left side. Tiller outside picks up five or six. A flag falls back around the 19. This doesn't look ideal for the Cardinals trying to start this drive. I'm just saying, Caroline, we've got – you weren't participating, right? You were emceeing.
Correct.
I feel like that could have made the difference.
You know, it could have, but also when Mace McKim has it tied around his waist and he is just walking away with it single-handedly, I'm not so sure I could have made that much of a difference, unfortunately.
Listen, Mace is a terrific athlete. Obviously a starter here for the Maryville Spoofhounds out on the defensive line right now. Feels like the seniors are making a lot of excuses.
I mean, we could be. We could be. But Mace is a tank.
Where was Phoenix Phillips? Was he on that team too?
He's on the junior team.
Oh, that's right.
And the juniors also did get carried away by Mr. Mace McKim.
Really?
So a good day for Mace. And now Mace trying to carry away the Benton offense. A holding call backs them up to the 10-yard line. First and 20. They give to Tiller, trying to go left. He gets away from McKim, but right there is Brett Long stepping up to make a hit. Brett Long playing some good football tonight at the corner.
He is playing some good football at corner, not allowing anyone to get outside of him, because usually when that happens, it's nothing but daylight for that running back. But Brett Long contain and being aggressive, and that's paying off for Maryville. Unfortunately for Benton, just like we saw at the end of the second quarter, Benton doing nothing but going backwards. Now, as you mentioned it, we didn't have time to check out what a country mile is, but it is second and a country mile.
Second and 22. They had their seventh penalty of the night and then a two-yard loss. Tiller going left. He's got a full head of steam. He'll pick up some yards here and get out near the 14-yard line before he's brought down.
Tiller looks like he's going to be a lot to handle over the course of his career. Again, just a freshman. He likes that contact, and that time really knocked a couple Spoofhounds off their footing with that blow.
Tiller picks up about five. We'll see a third down and long coming up. Third and 17. Inside 10 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's a 35-point Maryville lead. Out of the shotgun, it is Cook. Claps his hands, takes a snap, fakes the handoff, lobs this one over the middle of the field. No one is there. That one falls incomplete. Major Scarborough put a hit on Cook, who's slow to get up. And a fourth down on the way for the Cardinals.
Two possessions for Benton, and twice those possessions end with Cook on a pass attempt, but absolutely getting drilled. We didn't talk about it a lot at the end of the second quarter, but they lined up with four or five receivers and let Cook just kind of wind up and throw. He took an absolute shot to end the half, and he takes a shot to begin the half. You wonder if this sophomore can take too many of those blows before they call on someone else to play that position.
Well, he's back on his feet, standing about a yard deep in the end zone to punt this one away. He gets it away. A spiraling punt. This one will be taken by Zarbono at the 47. Dropped it initially, but then picked it right back up. He was hit by Carter Rich. A flag falls, and Zarbono a little bit lame getting up and coming over to the near sideline.
And had to be a bit of a tipped block on that punt, because two or three hounds took the punter way out, and the refs did not throw a flag there. But over here where Zarbono at about the 50 caught that ball, there is a flag down. Don't have an explanation yet, but as you mentioned it, Cole Zarbono over to the sideline, a little bit gimpy, and that's one guy that we've relied on a lot here tonight, a pick six on Benton's first possession, a lot of good punt return yardage, a catch here or there, and some wonderful, excellent tackling. So rest give us an indication that this is going to go against Benton, so it'll give Maryville another 15 yards to start this first possession of the third quarter.
8-yard line where the Hounds will have it first and 10. Will Shield is now under center.
Eight penalties on the night now on the Cardinals, two of them already coming here early in the third quarter. After that personal foul, Maryville will start with the football at the Cardinal 38-yard line. As Shield under center has Brody Shepherd going in motion. Shepherd takes the handoff on the counter, breaks through one tackle, stays on his feet, gets down near the 33-yard line. He'll pick up five on first down. And unfortunately, though, only a pickup of five for Brody.
He can bring his average way down.
Of course, we're joking. He was rolling those first two carries.
Yeah, a carry of 17, a carry of 53, and then a measly 5 yards. The young man, three carries, 75 yards. That's a pretty darn good night, and I think that's going to continue for him as they move through this second half of play. 35-0 means that the clock's going to run unless a couple of conditions are met. We'll talk about those after this play.
Second and five on the way. Shepherd in motion once again. They'll give to McAtee. This time McAtee met in the hole, driven backward. He'll lose one on the play.
So with a 35-point differential, the clock can stop on a T touchdown, an I injury, a P penalty, or an S score. They call that tips. Thank you, Gil Stone. He always keeps me up to date on my tips when it's a 35-point difference, making sure that I can let the listeners know why that clock doesn't stop.
Third down and six with 7.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Just the first time that a Maryville running back has lost a yard on a carry this game. Another handoff goes to McAtee. Won't lose yards this time. Breaks through one tackle into the open field. Brought down across the 20-yard line. Big pickup and a first down there for the Spoofhounds.
And how about the fact that Gavin makes that big rush? He's over 100 yards on the night, but just pops right back up after that carry. Like, come on, coach, feed me again. Let's keep this thing rolling.
Picks up 15 on the carry.
Picks up 15 and a first down now inside the red zone.
Shield back under center. Puts View in motion left to right. They fake the give to View. Rolling to the left. It is Shield. Lobs this one to the 5-yard line. Scarborough brings it in inside the left pylon. Touchdown, Spoofhounds. An 18-yard pitch and catch. Will Shield finds Scarborough, and that is Major's second TD of the season.
Great to see Major Scarborough involved on the offensive side. He is a guy that just continues to motor from that defensive end position. He's a tall guy, long arms, great target for a tight end. Love to see Will Shield rolling to his left, getting that ball up to Major Scarborough for the touchdown.
That is the first touchdown pass of the season for Will Shield, as he will now hold the PAT through the uprights for Noah Bellamy. 42-0, Maryville in front here in the third quarter. Back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information is on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back out at the Hound Pound, 6:45 to play in the third quarter. Maryville leading 42-0. Sadler View to kick this one away. That was Will Shield coming up with that touchdown pass to Major Scarborough. For Shield, just his second pass attempt of the season, the first completion, and Scarborough calling in his fourth reception of the year. As this one taken from the 6-yard line by McCarthy, and goes out left toward the numbers, gets out to the sideline, up the left sideline, got some running room, shoved out of bounds by Brett Long. And we'll see the Cardinals come out and start this drive right about the 35-yard line, trailing by 42.
Cardinals haven't had a lot go their way, not just tonight, but over the course of the last 3 or 4 weeks. They've had a lot of goose eggs on the board, only scored 6 points over the last three games. Last week, Savannah took it to them 54-6. Played a couple of other kind of Kansas City-based teams that have had their way with Benton. And Benton right now, looking at the wrong side of the scoreboard, down 42-0.
Out of the shotgun, it's Cook. Claps his hands. Hands off to Tiller, trying to go left off tackle. And he is met about a yard in front of the line of scrimmage. Again, just not a lot doing that time for this Benton offense. Maryville doing a really nice job. The front seven's been great. We've mentioned Cole Zarbano coming up. We've seen Brett Long come up and make some plays. The secondary not shying away from those hits.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much you guys have talked about the weather tonight, but it is a whopping 68 degrees, but it feels like 64. And in my house, we've been keeping the windows open, so it feels nice and cool.
Screen pass goes right side. Some running room after able to slip past a couple of defenders. Finally run out of bounds by Gus McCullough downfield. That was Draven Cooper on the screen pass, pushing the Benton Cardinals into Maryville territory.
So we're looking for a big play all night out of Benton. There it is. Pushing that ball downfield again. Gunslinger mentality. Boston Cook not going to give up. Neither is Benton. Try to do some things that put yourself in a position to do well next week and the week after that. That a big play for Benton.
Down to the 43-yard line. Tiller this time with the carry. Wrapped up, brought down by Kane Bowles. Another pickup of one for Tiller.
Caroline talked about the weather. It has been perfect nights over the last several days. A little warm during the day. Yesterday, cross country in Shenandoah, they were faced with 90-degree temps at about 4 o'clock, so a lot of kids that were fighting that heat. But in the nighttime for a football game, couldn't ask for better weather.
Perfect fall night here at the Hound Pound as a quick pass this time goes to Tiller. He is hit. He'll be brought down. Weston Talley, Cole Zarbano combined, just a 2-yard pickup. We'll see some heat tomorrow, too, in Topeka. Supposed to be about 94 for the high.
And that, what time is kick on that? Is that a 2 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock kick, so put those pads on and artificial surface, right? That little chippy stuff underneath gets really hot. That's going to be a warm afternoon for football.
Thank goodness, Jaeger Stadium, the press box, air conditioned. So I know you're concerned, Philip. I'll be okay.
I was worried about you just a little bit. I know a couple weeks ago you went down to Joplin. I believe that is not air conditioned. That turned out to be a warmish day as well. So I always worried about your water intake, whether you're properly hydrated. I noticed you haven't had any Powerade here tonight, although your son was up here and his lips were quite blue. He was enjoying the Powerade experience. You might get to enjoy that later tonight with him.
I'm hoping he's tired by the time I get home. Cook heaves one down the right side. No one home. That one falls incomplete. A fourth down coming for the Cardinals.
You know, Matt, your wife did say that Nolan did have to walk home tonight.
Now, that was because they walked to the game, not because he's in trouble. Cook deep down the left side on fourth and long. Throws that one. It falls incomplete. And Cook takes another big hit. Slow to get up. We're inside 3 minutes to play in the third quarter, and Maryville will take over on downs.
I think Cook is wishing that it's inside 3 minutes of the fourth quarter because he's just getting popped on every possession. Poor young man again. Gunslinger, just a sophomore, got a good future in front of him, but he is really taking some shots here tonight.
Well, your dad was talking about how nice of a night it is, of course. Maddie Nolan walking to the game this evening.
Yeah, and then she's going to have to walk home with your son.
Right.
With his blue lips.
He has
blue lips. Lots of sugar.
It's their personal decision.
How does a homecoming queen get home? Do you get like a chariot ride or anything
like
that?
Yeah, something like that.
1999 Ford Ranger?
Yep.
Jackson Dredge flips the pass out to Cole Zarbano. The wide receiver screen starts right, goes back left, brought down near the 45-yard line. Pick up a 5 on first down.
Looks like Cole Zarbano is doing pretty good. We saw him go out a couple plays ago and a little bit gimpy, but a nice pass completion, a little bit of dancing on the field. Pre-dancing, big dance tomorrow night. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. Yeah.
Are you now obligated to be at that dance as the homecoming queen? Like, you've got a role?
I'm not sure. I mean, if somebody tells me I can wear my crown, then I'll probably be making an appearance.
Yeah, that crown's going to be all over the place, I got a feeling.
That was the second completion of the night for Dredge. Takes a snap, mishandled initially, faked the give to McAtee, hangs on to it, breaks through a few tackles, has the first down and then some. Tough running by the young quarterback. He'll get out near the 46 of Benton, a pickup of 9 for the Spoofhounds.
Boy, really made something out of nothing that time. Looked like the ball might have a chance to get fumbled, but turned out to be one of the best quarterback keeps. I think everybody thought that McAtee had that football, and instead he takes off with it and picks up a first down for the Hounds.
Could have been a broken play. That one was right there on his hip. It was bobbled, tried to give to McAtee, then just tucked it and went up the middle. So a first and 10 from the Benton 46-yard line, inside a minute to play in the third quarter. Hounds up by 42. Creason in motion right to left. They flip it to him. A little jet sweep. A flag falls. Creason able to get a few yards, but this one likely coming back.
Illegal shift on the Hounds that time. Bring this one back.
Sixth penalty of the night on the Spoofhounds.
And again, that's one of those key areas that they've got to clean up as we start looking at the second half of the season. You know, we haven't talked a lot about next week's matchup, but next week they do go to what is a powerhouse, Luther North. That game is played in Chillicothe. Matt, how do folks tune in to that game next week?
We'll have it on the Bearcat Public Media app, online at kxcv.org, on our second stream while Northwest football happens, and also here locally on 106.7 KZLX FM. Handoff goes to Creason, right side. He's got some room to run. Bounces off a tackler. Spins ahead. Gets across the 35-yard line on his feet. Down near the 31 before he's brought down.
That's an exciting run. I think Cannon Creason bounced off of all 11 defenders that Benton threw after him and picks up a big first down, keeps the chains moving, pads his stats just a little bit.
Pickup of 20. The third quarter comes to a close. Back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or MyMLC.com/Maryville.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or TwaddleRealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Dredge under center to start the fourth quarter. He'll turn. He'll give to Zach Voss. Voss going left, and Pauly in the backfield immediately. They'll wrap him up. A loss of a couple to start this drive for Voss. A 42-0 Maryville lead just underway here in this fourth quarter. Only points of that third quarter, a wheel shield touchdown pass to Major Scarborough.
Starting to see some of the young fellas get into the ball game. Some of the guys that don't get as many snaps now getting an opportunity to show coach what they can do.
Dredge turns, gives. This is Luke Allen trying to barrel his way forward. He's going to get a couple there as Benton able to bottle him up on a third and long, or second and long, excuse me.
Lost a couple on first down. Luke Allen gets those couple back, brings up that third down, about third and 10, third and 11. See how Maryville wants to play this out again. A lot of guys that aren't used to seeing playing time are now getting out there, getting an opportunity on the field.
A 42-point lead. The clock will move regardless, even if a pass falls incomplete. A chance with Jackson Dredge out there, maybe on third and long. from the Benton 33. Go ahead and try a pass. We'll put a man in motion left to right. That's Kane Bowles. They give to Luke Allen. He's got a big seam. Makes one man miss. Stays on his feet. Stumbles forward. Gets down near the 22, maybe the 21. We'll see where this one's spotted. He might be just short. But a pickup of 10.
10 good yards that time for Luke Allen. And got to give credit to his downfield blockers. One of those, my good neighbor Gavin Stone, wearing number 89. He was downfield making those blocks and allowed Luke pick up a couple extra yards.
Allen comes off the field. The official, I'm not sure if he's bleeding, but they're going to make him come off. And so now we will see Weston Talley into the game. Talley and Carson Hageman in the backfield as Dredge goes under center. The man in motion, that's Bowles, left to right. They give up the middle. Talley has the first down and then some. Barrels forward, down to the 15. He'll pick up seven.
Weston Talley's first chance there on the offensive side of the ball here tonight. Has played really well from his linebacking position, not just tonight, but really as the season's progressed. He's just gotten more confident and better at that position of linebacker. Really a lot of fun to watch him play, and great to see him get a carry that time.
Talley, a 6'2", 175-pound junior. Right now they've got the sophomore Jackson Dredge under center. Will Sheila Jr. has also played some quarterback tonight with Matthew Walter out with injury. Dredge under center takes a snap, looking to pass. Pump fakes. Now he'll go left. Eyes still downfield. He tucks it, wants to run, trying to get outside. He's wrapped up around the 10. He'll be shoved out of bounds. A good pickup that time by the quarterback.
Yeah, had a little bit of a window, took advantage of it. Great decision that time to tuck and run. That was first down. You give yourself a good spot on second. Now it's just second and four. So great run for the young quarterback. Maryville in a really good spot here on second down from about the 10-yard line.
Luke Allen back into the game. He's in the backfield. As they put Hageman in motion, they give to Hageman on the counter. He'll cut up the field right up the middle to the five, and he'll be finally cut down near the four, a pickup of six, and that will be a first down for the Spoofhounds.
Boy, he was so close. He was just one step away from getting a homecoming touchdown. Not quite able to pick it up. We'll see if they call his number again on this drive. Bring him down.
And an injured spoof hound down. Can't quite see that number just yet. Maryville facing a first and goal from the 4-yard line as Corby Roush comes out to take a look at the injured spoof hound. Looks like that is Darian Harris.
Darian got tangled up with a couple of the offensive linemen, and you had at that point Hageman coming right at him, and I think they just kind of collided all together there. Landed a little bit awkwardly on his leg, but glad to see him up and moving. And yet again, Corby Roush, kind of an unsung hero of this Maryville Spoofhound football team. They haven't needed him a lot the last couple of weeks, but boy, when they do need him, he's right there and a great asset for this team.
They turn, give Hageman, trying to pick his way up the middle again, fighting through defenders, trying to be pulled from behind. He's fighting his way forward near the 1-yard line. They'll blow this one dead, a pickup of three. And Hageman, again, a junior. He's 5'10", 165. That might be generous, but some tough running that time by the young man.
Yeah, his brother Boston last year, one of those standout defensive backs, got to play a little bit of offense as well. He graduates, moves on to Kansas State University to focus on his studies, but brother, make him proud with some tough running here tonight. And if he can get a touchdown, boy, that's going to be some dinner table talk come Thanksgiving.
Saw Carson had a long touchdown reception in the JV game earlier this week. They'll do the quarterback keeper Dredge up the middle from 1 yard out on second and goal. He plunges into the end zone, and Maryville makes it 48-0.
Another possession for the Hounds, another touchdown for the Hounds, this time with some guys that aren't used to being on the field on Friday night, so they're getting some valuable reps here, and they are making their coaches on the sideline awfully happy with that drive and resulting in a touchdown for the Hounds.
Bellamy on for his seventh PAT of the night. And it's worth noting that was Maryville backups all the way down the field punching that one in. The kick is good from Bellamy. 7:38 to play. It's a 49-point Maryville lead. Back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. Located in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides new laptops, computer repair, printers, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business.
7:38 remaining. 49-0 Maryville in control here at homecoming. And support for tonight's game comes from Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details available at nw-av.com. McCarthy back deep to receive this kick. View set to boot this one away for the Spoofhounds. We saw the first-teamers get in there, play well throughout the first half. Now the young guys able to get in there, build some confidence, and get some good reps here this evening. As View steps up, kicks this one away. McCarthy comes up to the 10-yard line, jumps in the air, makes the catch. She'll angle out left side to the hash. Now cuts back to the right side, looking for some blockers. Trying to break one tackle, but not able to sneak quite away. He'll be brought down at the 22-yard line.
So we talked earlier in the broadcast about what happens when Maryville shuts out an opponent. We've got some questions coming at us about donuts. I think Colin McDonough was hoping maybe that meant there was donuts for everyone here at the stadium. But you know what? Maybe he'll be the guy that brings the donuts for your trip to Washburn tomorrow.
I don't think Colin's going to open the pocketbook and buy donuts for us in the van. If you know Colin, you're not going to pay for those donuts.
You know, if you can stop in Kansas City, there's a couple good spots on your way to Topeka. There's also a really good coffee shop in Topeka if you got the time, Matt.
If there's a coffee shop that's good, you'll find it. First and 10 from their own 23-yard line. Cook hands off Tiller, trying to pick his way forward. He'll fall out near the 26-yard line. He'll pick up three on first down.
I do know last week the guys, they were hoping for some donuts. And at the last second, they just didn't get any. So I have made a deal where if they do get donuts this week, I will at least get one, which will be nice.
Look at that. Homecoming queen getting into the donuts.
Of course.
Maryville's first two wins were shutouts. They were about a minute away against Cameron. Cameron able to punch one in, a 44-6 Maryville win. But ultimately, not getting the shutout, but that's kind of been the way it's gone. Some really good teams putting up 61 points. The two losses for Maryville, but complete dominance for the Spoofhounds in their three wins and now on their way to a fourth.
Yeah, since 2010, this series has gone the way of the Spoofhounds. They're 13-0. Maryville scored 634 points against Benton in those 13 games. Benton just 135 points. Last year, Maryville won the game 42-8 down in St. Joe, Missouri. Looks like they're on their way to another big win tonight. The only question that's left is, will there be donuts for these Spoofhounds come Monday?
Cook trying to get it deep down the right sideline. Pass incomplete. A flag falls. It was intended for Peyton Rich, and it was Grayson Hess, the coverage down the field. We'll see what that flag is. It is pass interference on the Spoofhounds, their second PI of the night.
And Caroline, a lot of things have gone well here tonight. How about homecoming week? Was that a lot of fun for you?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we had dress-up days. We decorated, and it was just a lot of together time, which is most of the time good. But we still have more to come this weekend with the homecoming dance. And I have some fun things planned for myself, such as a job shadow. So, this weekend should be fun.
Sounds good. A big week for Spoofhounds, big week for Spoofhound Athletics. Homecoming parade today was fantastic.
Cook back to pass on first and 10 after the pass interference. He will get this one out to his receiver, staying in bounds near the 25-yard line. That was Zambrano Saxton coming up with his second catch of the night. And that will put the Cardinals in business at about the Maryville 26-yard line.
Oh, and the Spoofhounds on the sideline are looking around. They know that donuts are in jeopardy with that big play for Benton. Got to buckle up those chin straps if you want to blank the Benton Cardinals here tonight.
Hand off right side. Maryville right there to bottle things up. Just a 1 yard about that time for Rich. He has had a hard time getting anything going. A player that last year was an all-MEC offensive specialist.
So one more point on homecoming week. Got to give a shout-out to our bus barn, Jarnik Buses. They got all of our elementary kids over to the homecoming parade for the first time. Mrs. Shelley Green, Mrs. Maddie Dallas, all the teachers down there making sure the kids are safely able to enjoy that and be a part of that big community at the homecoming parade.
The pitch goes right side. Rich got a full head of steam. He gets a good gain on second down. He'll be a little shy of the first down marker. Third and two coming up for Benton with 3.5 minutes left, a 49-0 Maryville lead.
Yeah, it was great to see all of the elementary kids at the parade, and then we saw all the middle schoolers at the middle school in the parade, but we also saw the eighth graders come over here for the pep assembly. It's the second year that we've gotten to see them at the pep assembly, but it's always good to get those younger kids involved early.
Third and two, barreling four. Looks like they're going to pick up close to a first down. They'll get to the 15, a pickup of three or four that time.
And with that clock only stopping for a couple of reasons, that's definitely not on Benton's side. Even though they're inside the 20, this has kind of spelled doomsday for Benton throughout the course of this, where they've thrown an interception, lost a fumble. See if they can keep that possession moving.
First and 10 from the 15. Cook throws left side into the hands of McCarthy. Quickly wrapped up, brought down by Hageman at the 6. A pickup of 9. As we're inside 2.5 minutes to play.
Good pitch and catch that time. Nice slant route run, but also played well by Carson Hageman, able to make sure and bring the ball to the turf, not allow a touchdown. Again, good play by Benton. Just a little bit too late in the ball game.
Second and 1. They get the screen pass right side, trying to find some room, and wrapped up and brought down. That was Draven Cooper on the catch. I think he picked up a yard and got the first down. Maryville able to close quickly on that screen attempt. It looks like they're actually going to mark him just a hair short. We got fourth and inches on the way. The ball just outside the 5-yard line.
Seems like a chance for someone who doesn't necessarily get a lot of playing time on Friday night under the lights to make a big play. Be the hero on homecoming. Stop Benton knocking on the doorstep.
Now they're going to signal it as a first down.
Oh,
they Caroline, gave it to him.
Caroline wants her donuts, so hopefully they can stop Benton.
Hey.
I was hoping for a donut.
That's the goal.
First and goal from the 5. The snap to Cook, the give to Tiller. Tiller going right side. He's got some room. Sneaks into the end zone. Touchdown Benton with 1:28 remaining. Tiller's 19th carry of the night. That one sneaks into the end zone, and Benton gets onto the board. 1:28 remaining. We'll see the Cardinals keep the offense on the field and try to go for two, or at least set up the swinging gate to the left side. We'll see if they shift out of it or try to run something out of this. Now they'll shift everybody back to the middle of the field. And Boston Cook will back up as if he's going to go ahead and kick this one. Steps up the left foot, gets into it, and it splits the uprights. 1:28 remaining. Maryville still in front, 49-7. We will take a break and be back to wrap things up as this game nearly complete here in Maryville. Hounds up 49-6.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East First in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
1:28 remaining. Maryville set to receive the kickoff. Bitten gets on the board. It was a 5-yard touchdown run for Xander Tiller. 49-7. Maryville well on their way to victory number 4 and a chance to be 3-1 in conference play. Next week, the Spoofhounds going out of conference. They will see Lutheran North, a game played Saturday at 1 o'clock in Chillicothe. Short kickoff taken by Carson Hageman down the middle of the field. Hageman being patient now angles out right, gets out to midfield. A flag falls to the 40, to the 30. One man to outrun, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Carson Hageman. Again, a flag back at the 40-yard line on the other side of the field, but seeing some burst out of that young man.
Oh, I'm unfortunately going to ruin this young man's night because there's going to be a penalty on Maryville. Going to bring this one back. What a great-looking run for Carson. And you're right, a burst there at the end to outrace the Cardinals to the end zone, but there is going to be a flag, and it's coming back.
And not only is it, you know, the speed and everything that goes with it, but it's the vision, bouncing it outside, being patient with his running, seeing the field. I mean, a lot of good things happening there for Carson Hageman, even though that kickoff will come back.
Yeah, and definitely the patience there for him to allow those blocks to occur, and then we got to see that burst of speed to get to the outside and make that thing count. Unfortunately, wiped off the board. Maryville setting up at the 25-yard line after the penalty.
1:13 remaining. Maryville on top, 49-7. Just a couple snaps away from wrapping up this homecoming with a victory. As Will Scheel is back out on the field for Maryville. Also getting back out there, Darian Harris. We saw him leave late in the last possession. A little banged up, but he's back on the field for the Hounds. Scheel goes under center, takes a snap, knees on it, loses one, and they will go ahead and reset the clock and snap it one more time.
And Matt, this is called victory formation. You're a Vegas Raiders fan. You're not used to seeing this. So what happens is the quarterback takes a knee, allows the clock to continue when you're ahead in the ball game. Chiefs do this a lot. Raiders not as much.
25 seconds left. We will see Scheel under center one more time. Takes the snap, knees on it. Down to 19 seconds. This clock is going to run out. Maryville comes away with a 49-7 victory. Phillip?
I got muted.
You got muted.
I got
That's right.
Muted.
Wow. I felt it was better to mute you instead of say something I shouldn't. So that's where we went. Time runs out. Maryville picks up this 49-7 victory. 4-2 on the season, 3-1 in conference play. Bitten falls to 1-5. The Spoofhounds pick up the victory. We'll step aside, come back with our postgame. We'll have final stats. We'll also chat with Maryville head football coach Matt Webb. That's all on the way right here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the forums serve the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto and homeowners insurance, and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. And from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville, Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Maryville picks up a 49-7 win at homecoming with Philip Porn. I'm Matt Tritton. Caroline Porn, our sideline reporter for the evening. Philip, this one went the way of Maryville early and often. I say early. You saw the way this one started out. The offense moved the football. An interception wrapped up the first Spoofhound drive. But quickly, Cools Arbano got an interception for the Hounds, took it back the other way, and that kind of set the tone for where this one was going.
Maryville plays a fantastic game here at homecoming. A lot of festivities throughout the week. You know, homecoming is one of those environments that you could lose focus on, particularly a night versus a team that you should beat, a team that you beat the last 13 tries that you've played them, and they really haven't even been that close of matchups. Again, here tonight, Maryville comes out with their A game, a 49-7 victory. That on the heels of, for the second year in a row, at a homecoming game, your starting quarterback goes down. We didn't see Matthew Walter come back on the field, but as it turns out, that offensive line punched holes big enough for some of these guys to pick up big, big gains. Maryville statistically looks great. Scoreboard looks great. Just a wonderful night here in Maryville. Total yards for Maryville, 362. 51 of those came through the air with three different quarterbacks completing passes. Matthew Walters completed a couple of passes. We saw Jackson Dredge get in there. He was 2 of 3 for 25 yards. We saw a touchdown pass by Will Shields, an 18-yarder. That won to Major Scarborough. On the receiving side, you had four different receivers get involved. Cole Zarbano, as always, a couple of catches, 12 yards. We talked about Major Scarborough, a 35-yard touchdown reception. A couple other guys getting involved there as well. But really the story of the night was that rushing attack. You look at Gavin McAtee, 12 rushes, 135 yards, 3-touchdown night for him. Cannon Scarborough, 1 touchdown on 26 yards. Got a guy like Brody Shepard, 3 carries, 75 yards, a big 53-yard scamper. Brody Shepard looked really good here tonight. All of that comes at the heels of an offensive line that's clicking along really well. And Maryville controlled this game really after that first possession. Benton got the ball back off a Matthew Walter interception, and then it was all Maryville after that.
Now, looking at the other side of things for the Benton Cardinals, did a few things right? This wasn't one of those games that was just a complete waste of time. I think if you went and talked to Coach Bertini afterward, and if you said, man, did anything go right tonight? That's a ridiculous question to ask, right? Of course, some things went right tonight. They got some young guys, some experience. They came away. Maybe the stats weren't exactly what they wanted, but they still played hard out there for a full 4 quarters.
And they got to come to Maryville to see a wonderful new and improved facility.
It's a great facility here in Maryville. Looking at the final stats, Boston Cook, 13 of 24 passing, 148 yards, no touchdowns, one interception that went back for a touchdown for the Hounds. Jackson Rich, 19 rushing yards on 10 carries. Xander Tiller also had 35 rushing yards on 19 carries. Boston Cook, again, sacked one time. He lost 10 yards on that, so that went against his rushing total for this evening's football game. The Cardinals ended up rushing for 44 yards on the night. Again, the 148 passing yards. Austin Zambrano was the big receiver tonight. He had a couple catches that went for 69 yards. Reese Searcy also had three catches that went for 27 yards. Draven Cooper, two catches, 23 yards. So a few different receivers getting involved. At the end of the day, 96 rushing yards total for this, 44 rushing yards, 148 passing yards, 192 total yards on the evening for the Cardinals, as Maryville able to come away with the win tonight by the score of 49-7. Maryville head coach Matt Webb on the way. We'll step aside and be back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. Today's game is also brought to you by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville, Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at consumersoilmaryville.com. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, as well as grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
49-7, homecoming victory for the Maryville Spoofhounds this evening. Being joined here in the booth by head coach Matt Webb. Coach, congrats on the win this evening. And felt like this was one wire to wire. The Spoofhounds came out, took control of the first drive, moved the football, ended with an interception. But really after that, things really started to go the Hounds' way. And that pick six was kind of that tipping point.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Cole Zarbano's got a knack for that this year. And doing a good job in the back end and you know, getting some interceptions and making plays. And, you know, that came at a timely moment and kind of got us off on a good start. And felt like after that we were able to kind of, you know, run the football a little better and do some things we wanted to do. But, a really good start.
Cole was flying around, hitting from his safety spot. We saw Brett Long really get physical and made some really good plays there from corner. We've talked about it before, but your secondary is really coming along with maybe question marks in early August of who would fill roles. But you got some guys stepping up.
Yeah, those guys are doing well, you know, and that's kind of been a challenge, you know, the last few weeks with some of our perimeter run defense. And those guys are, you know, doing a good job of setting it an edge better, not letting the ball outside. And we're doing a couple of different coverage checks tonight, but those guys are listening. And yeah, absolutely, those kind of new faces back there are kind of coming along.
49-7, the final, that running game, very effective throughout. Before diving into that, Matthew Walter goes down. We don't see him for the final three quarters, but Will Shield, Jackson Dredge able to come out and kind of man the quarterback position together. Both got opportunities, but their life was made a lot easier by the holes opened up front and those running backs in the backfield.
Yeah, and that's a credit to those guys, you know, what we're doing with lower-level football on Monday nights and being able to execute. Our offensive staff does a good job of kind of calling. You know, it's the same offensive scheme. It's just maybe different people in different places, but those guys know the plays and know how to get us in and out of what we wanted to do offensively. And Coach Houchin and Coach G Coach Dwight and Coach Hageman, all of them do a good job over there doing, you know, getting the guys ready. But, yeah, I was really proud of both Will and Jackson, you know, and we'll see with Matthew. I'm not sure what, you know, the future is going to go with there. But, you know, with those two guys, it's they'd be different, you know, and, of course, Matthew being a senior, we'll see how things go. But I was excited about those two guys. Kind of, you know, you come into the game and you don't really know if your number's going to be called, and especially a quarterback, and there's usually one that plays and the other one's kind of ready to go. But, yeah, that was early action for those guys, and they did a good job tonight. That showed some maturity on their part, and I was proud of them.
Tell me about those running backs and those guys able to get things rolling. A physical style of football. You came out and spread things out for receivers. Again, things changed with the quarterback changing in the backfield. But overall, kind of out-physical Ben tonight.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job up front, you know, getting them a little bit of crease. And you know, we've kind of said it, you know, all year, if we can get our backs, you know, it's a little bit of seam. We do run with our, you know, the old adage is kind of your shoulder pads, you know, in front of your toes. And those guys all run hard. And there's a, you know, a good stable of them. You look at Sadler and Gut and Gavin and then, you know, Cannon and Brody. And, you know, just there's a good mix there. And, you know, you know, Luke Allen's a hammer when he comes in, you know, so good can, you know, good stable of backs. But the unique thing is they all run very physical and get those extra yards. And we always talk about that, you know, falling forward. And they've done a good job.
Always good to get a homecoming win. But then on top of this one, you get an extra day to prepare for that next week. And, of course, want to get guys rested up and ready to go. Not an easy matchup by any means with Lutheran North being played a neutral site in Chillicothe next week. But that's another one of those outside the league games that really prepares you for November and beyond.
Yeah, welcome to Maryville, where we kind of play anybody anywhere. It's kind of the old Southern Miss slogan from a long time ago. But, you know, you got another chance to play a top-ranked Class 4 team. And when I say top-ranked, man, they may list them as Class 4. But I can't imagine anybody being more talented than they're going to be from an athletic standpoint. But, you know, that's why you play the game. You know, last year we went over there, and I don't think anybody gave us a chance to win. And we came home, we got a win. You know, it was a great win for us. And I can pretty much, you know, kind of say every sports writer, everybody's going to look at the records and look at who we played. And we're not going to have a chance to win. You know, that's what everybody's going to say. But we'll have a good week of practice, and these kids will fight. And, you know, it's familiar grounds playing in Chillicothe. It's a home game for us, even though it's a neutral site. So, you know, get over there, we'll be the home team, and Chillicothe's a great host, and get some Saturday afternoon action football. You know, it's a little different, and we'll wake up and get over and play in the afternoon, and it'll be fun. You know, it's kind of a curveball in the middle of the season, but we enjoyed it last year, and we'll have a good week.
We'll be carrying that game in Chillicothe. It's the same time as the Bearcat game. We'll be on 106.7, but also online, the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org. Before we let you go, for the folks that couldn't see it, because I couldn't from way up here either, tell me about your shoes and what that's all about tonight.
Yeah, Chandra DeMott, you know, is a new art teacher, and we've got some advanced art students that have kind of designed some Converse shoes. I'm not much of a Cons wearer. They don't have much arch support, so my feet are kind of hurting right now. But basically, they designed some shoes for four coaches, and you know, all for this past week and next week. There's kind of some donation jars. I know tonight they were at the gate. We promoted on the video board, but they're in front of the school office all week, and all the funds raised for this go to our local Humane Society, and you know, it's always, you know, good to support that. And you know, it's just something that the students came up with, and Ms. DeMott, and I'm certainly happy to support, but I probably won't be buying any Converse in the future. But
no Chuck Taylors for coach?
No Chucks for coach, but they're certainly cool looking. You know, it's me, and I think mine is definitely better than Coach Houchin's, that's for sure. I don't know what his look like, but these are pretty sweet. So the kids did a great job with them.
We'll tweet out a picture to let folks see those. A good cause there. And great job by the kids. Great job by your players this evening, Coach. Congrats on the win.
Thanks, guys.
Maryville wins at 49-7. That's Maryville head football coach Matt Webb joining us here postgame as the Spoofhounds. Next week, we'll face Lutheran North. That's a neutral site game in Chillicothe. So Philip and I will be bringing you that game again. That is a 1 o'clock kickoff against Lutheran North, 12:30 pregame. Locally, you can hear it in Maryville on 106.7 FM. That is KZLX, the student radio station on the Northwest campus. So tune in there. We'll be at the same time as the Bearcat game. They'll be kicking off in Edmond, Oklahoma at 1 o'clock as well. So you can kind of go back and forth between those. We'll also be under the Maryville tab on the Bearcat Public Media app or the second stream on KXCV.org. We'll tweet it out. We'll Facebook it. We'll have Philip Horn passing out flyers, but definitely a good way to find both the Bearcats and the Spoofhounds next Saturday.
Going to be a good time in Chillicothe next Saturday. Luther North, Maryville, battle number three, I think, right?
One in Macon.
Yep.
One in Chili.
Lost in Macon, one in Chili. Always an exciting game. Luther North, they've got some studs all over the football field. So a lot of talent on that field. Be a fun game to watch. And what a way to not quite end homecoming, because tomorrow night's the big dance, but an awesome night here at the Hound Pound. And one last time, got to just give another shout-out. How about the work that Tom Alvarez, Brian Groh, Coach Webb doubles down as the athletic director, all the great teachers and staff here that are helping the kids have a great time, a memorable homecoming. One stamp on that is getting a homecoming win against Benton tomorrow night, the big dance. But appreciate all those folks and what they do for our student and student-athletes here in Maryville.
Spoofhounds come away with a 49-7 victory this evening at homecoming. They take down the Benton Cardinals. Maryville's now 4-2 overall, 3-1 in conference play. The Cardinals drop to 1-5, still winless in the MEC. That's going to wrap things up for us. Once again, Maryville football next Saturday in Chillicothe, a 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll have more on that game coming up throughout the week. Tomorrow, Northwest Missouri State football, 3 o'clock kickoff against Washburn. Pregame here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe begins at 2 o'clock. Thanks so much for everyone involved with tonight's broadcast. Head coach Matt Webb joining us pre- and post-game. Caroline Porn, our sideline reporter, back in the KXCV studios. It is Caitlin Miller. And for, of course, my partner in crime, Philip Horn. I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from the Hound Pound.